Hey, what's poppin'? Drew and Mike show is on for Tuesday with Trudy in the house, Mark, Brandon, and Zoogs as we roll through, hopefully, the continuation of Drew and Mike was on.
Whoa!
I was going to say an improved week from last week, but that would not be a good sign.
5 seconds in.
One second.
By the way, if you didn't get far into yesterday's show, we did reach Andy Dick.
I didn't get to that point yet.
I think it's like an hour and 15 in or something. And
wow.
It's quite revealing. He does get a call from a prison.
Yeah.
From someone he did know. We learned a lot about Andy Dick yesterday. That was an interesting conversation, but I guess we always talk to Andy Dick, so maybe not. The Oscars came out today. The nominations, that is. And you know what? It feels like a replay. Every year, there's no women nominated for Best Director.
However, they have 31% of the nominations, which is a record. So, not good enough?
Who has 31%?
Women.
No, we want to control
everything. They should have 50. By the way, what happened to all the people who are only going to make movies with 50%, you know, all the... Did that work? Is Ben Affleck, have we held him to that? Is someone... We have a forensic accountant looking into all those movies and all those people that promised that. Remember that?
Has he done anything lately, Ben Affleck? I mean, besides drink?
I don't know.
I think he's staying way out of showbiz for a while.
This I know. He's gotten some rides from Jennifer Garner.
I know.
She took him to a hotel on Thanksgiving, and she took him to rehab last year.
That is one patient woman.
Yeah, she's the best ex ever.
Isn't she very calm?
I always thought she was a very cool chick, and how can you know that about an actress? But she does seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get
Except
to the Oscars.
She keeps asking me what's in my wallet, which is getting kind of annoying.
Jen Garner?
Her ads run all the time.
Oh, yeah, they do. They're too cute, too, aren't
business
they?
Business what's in my wallet, Gardner.
And Ben's got 3 movies coming out this year, so we'll see him around.
Okay, can you find out if there's 50% females, 13% African-Americans, 6% Asians, et cetera, et cetera?
You got it.
Meanwhile, Facebook Live's brought to you by Northwest Tech.
Yeah.
A new sponsor. The heating and cooling school in Southfield, HVAC is all they teach. Program's 10.5 months, and then you're off and running. After a year, you should be making $40,000 to $50,000. A lot of these people open their own businesses. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. A lot of people work while they go to school. It's 4 hours, 4 days a week, and 90% of the grads get jobs in the field. The other 10% are just slackers, so don't even consider those people.
No, I heard that's the biggest gap in the employment picture is HVAC people.
Say get your resumes ready.
And plumbers,
as in they need
if you're
more?
Yeah, and oh. plumbers, oh, if you're yeah. you're screwed if anything goes wrong with your air conditioning or heating.
And they have women are going to Northwestern Tech now too, and they encourage women. They want females.
Nice.
So, if you're someone you know is trying to choose your career path and you're looking to get out of your dead-end job, learn a skilled trade at Northwestern Tech at northwesterntech.edu. Next class starts January 27th. The HVAC school that works, Northwestern Tech. So,
I'm sweating through my clothes. It's this damn climate.
Starting with Best Picture, which, you know, I don't really like that they've expanded these categories.
I hate it because that means more movies I feel like I need to see.
Well, last year, you know, the Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah, Get Out.
Which
Great
won.
Get
didn't
Out.
It?
No, it didn't win.
Didn't win? Oh, it was a big deal that it was nominated. Though,
Green Book.
Horror films don't get nominated. And I felt like, oh, they're throwing a bone. Because he's an African-American director.
Yeah.
But I liked the movie. So
Great
I was kind of, I was like, wait, did he earn that? I feel like he kind of did.
I feel
but
like,
it was better than Green Book. Have you seen Us yet? Anybody?
Yeah, yes,
you
yes,
finally
yes,
saw
yes.
it? Did
yes,
you like it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Isn't it crazy?
So weird.
Who's in Us?
It's another Jordan Peele movie, and it's Lupita Nyong'o.
That's really the only person in there that, except for Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric. Which is kind of weird that he's in there.
Well, here's the nominees for Best Picture. Ford versus Ferrari.
I haven't seen it.
Fantastic movie.
Really?
I love that movie.
I've heard nothing but good.
It's Matt Damon is Cheryl Carol Shelby.
Uh-huh.
And
Christian Bale is.
Christian Christian Bale is Ken Miles about winning the Le Mans.
Oh, good for you.
It's really good. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Usually not a big car movie person.
Me neither.
But boy, it ought to
it's
do
drama.
Well here.
It's more drama between those guys.
Well, that could be cool.
Car, yeah.
The Irishman.
Never seen it.
Jojo. Pretty good. Jojo Rabbit.
I haven't seen it yet.
What is it?
It's like Nazi.
It's about being a kid growing up in Nazi Germany.
Did anyone see it the whole year?
No. I heard it was really good. I want to check it out.
No.
Joker, which
phenomenal,
probably will win. I think
it should.
Little Women.
No one wants.
What's Little Women?
It's Little about Women. Little Women.
Again.
Yeah, it's the same Little Women movie they've made 26 times.
The book. It's the Louisa May Alcott book.
Sure.
Movie.
True. I'll get
you
right
would
not on
have
that.
Read that. So
I don't take no orders from no woman. By the way.
I've never read the book.
No one has.
Marriage Story, which Brandon hated.
Yes.
It can be a stressful movie.
Considered a divorce.
Hope Brandon not liking it is an indication of what's going on.
It's too close to home.
No. But I just don't like seeing
people fight.
People just arguing about their marriage. It was just, yeah. I don't know.
So well,
you want to watch a movie about
it's a movie,
that. It's Kramer versus Kramer reboot. That's all it is.
Well, that's pretty cool because apparently there was no arguing about you forgetting the dinner.
Jesus.
Bring that up.
I
got
told...
Olive Garden on the way home.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure that's what you want.
I was told it's more about how lawyers manipulate people. And that's why
it is
Olive Garden brand versus what was it supposed to be?
Chop House. It's the
so
same
Olive
thing.
Olive Garden's
right?
as good as Chop House.
You should tell. Think of all the money we saved.
Unlimited bread, right?
Really? What's the next movie?
What was it? A 3-month birthday or something? Wasn't it like a big event?
3-month birthday.
What was it? What was the event?
It was Kristen's birthday.
Oh, it was Kristen's birthday. Okay. Oh wow,
that's
a big one. How old was she?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and blame the show for that day because I had everything planned out. We were going to start early. We were going to do great things, and then the equipment fell to
shit. That's true. Kind of my fault.
Brandon likes the blame game.
Mark ruined.
Blame Denny yesterday
Kristen's
for his unlock of the week.
You know, it's funny. I told you just to throw me under the bus. Just say it's my fault somehow. She doesn't care.
1917.
Nope.
It just came out in theaters.
I know.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
What about, besides me?
It's about World War One.
Can't be a lot of electricity in that movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What a piece of shit movie.
I liked it.
Love it.
Parasite.
Never seen it.
It's a South Korean movie. You're not going to watch it.
Okay. I'm sure it sucks.
You'll have to read.
Lead actor Antonio Banderas. Where'd he come from?
Big movie star. You know what? He died. He died.
He's still around.
What? Really? Are people raving about his performance? Has he ever done a movie that everyone went, oh my God, Antonio Banderas is amazing?
No.
Zorro?
No.
Oh, Philadelphia. He was in Philadelphia.
He was?
Yeah, he was Tom Hanks' boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. He had AIDS.
Okay.
He gave Tom Hanks AIDS?
He had AIDS.
I think he did.
Philadelphia. Na, na, na,
but somehow he looked hotter.
It's really funny you said Antonio Banderas. I can't think of any other movies he's been in.
Interview with the Vampire?
He was?
Yeah.
He was just hot. Chicks just dug him. He wasn't a great actor.
Well, he was inside Melanie Griffith.
A diversity nomination.
That's a movie?
He was in Melanie Griffith.
Oh, of course.
He was in Melanie
Griffith. Of course, all the Shrek movies because he plays the cat.
Oh, yeah, puss.
And the Spy Kids.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I thought
it was great.
So
Adam Driver, Marriage Story. I thought he was really good. Joaquin Phoenix, Joker.
Wow. No one's beaten him.
Wow. And Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes.
He's pretty good.
Never seen it.
So the guy
it's
that
boring,
won
you'll hate it.
The Golden Globe for Best Actor wasn't even nominated for the Oscar.
Who?
That's Taron, right? Taron Egerton for Elton
John? Elton. Yeah.
Well, that was best.
That was bogue.
But see,
they
have two categories.
It's a musical. It was a musical,
that's
though.
The one with TV people and movie people in the same room.
Yeah, it wasn't the drama award.
Yeah, they have separate categories for. Well, I don't know why comedy and musical is in the same.
Hey, but
category.
Where's Brad Pitt?
He's supporting.
Supporting.
What?
He got a nom
Not
for supporting.
Supporting?
Yeah, he'll win. Yeah, I kind of thought about that, too. Sometimes supporting, it seems like, but they had like two fucking lines. And then sometimes it's like, what? They were the whole movie.
Yeah.
And they're in supporting.
It totally was.
Tom Hanks, a beautiful... Wait, didn't he play Mr. Rogers? How can he be supporting?
We went through this. It's not about him. It's about the reporter. He just pops in.
I just can't believe you skipped over lead actress.
Oh.
What about the women?
Oh, my.
True.
Okay, let me just finish the actors. Antonio Hopkins, The Two Popes.
He's pretty good.
Al Pacino. He was very good.
He was the best guy in that movie.
Joe Pesci. I thought Joe Pesci was great.
Really?
I did.
Better than Pacino?
They're both good, I thought. And then Brad Pitt.
Absolutely better than Pacino.
Really?
The Tarantino movie.
Al Pacino, I don't even think he played a very good Jimmy Hoffa. He just played crazy Al Pacino.
Hmm. Okay.
Seriously.
I kind of agree, but
he's good
played,
at that.
It was a, he did a good job at playing crazy Al Pacino.
I thought Pesci was just old Joe Pesci.
Okay, lead actress, which a lot of people are wigged out about this. Cynthia Erivo for Harriet.
Never heard of it.
Who cares?
What?
Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story.
Awful. It's the Harriet Tubman.
I hated her by the end of the movie, so she must have been good. Swarcy Ronan for Little Women. Nobody cares about that movie.
No one.
Charlize Theron, Bombshell.
No one knows
it.
Hey. This chick is a horrible actor.
And Renee Zellweger for Judy. I thought she was great.
She's really good.
But she's really good. And everyone's, oh, what about J-Lo?
What about
J-Lo?
Her?
J-Lo?
What about her?
Now, I'm going to hold my outrage over the outrage until I see the movie. I keep seeing it on Apple TV, and I go, because I keep hearing, J-Lo is wonderful. A 50-year-old stripper, isn't that what she's playing?
Oh, what's wrong with that?
I mean, she's not playing a 50-year-old stripper.
Her body isn't 50.
She's 50.
No, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. But, I mean, the idea that J-Lo would be a stripper is too stupid for me, because she's J-Lo.
If she didn't produce that movie, would she have been the lead actress?
I don't think so.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
Did that movie do big box office?
I think it did.
Okay.
Are you going to read Best Supporting Actress category? Because...
Oh, yeah, I will. I will. I won't skip that, Trudy, I promise.
Because I have a question.
Okay. But on the J-Lo thing, okay, first of all, this is a category, females, where we're saying that people, you know, these women are getting cheated all the time, whatever the category is, and then we go a step further and say, J-Lo's being cheated because she's not white. Is it really... have anything to do? Is there a problem with J-Lo's popularity? Is it possible that the voters liked the other people better?
You would think so.
Tyler Perry's
livid.
So do you want to
he
be...
He is?
Yes.
Does he care?
I don't know.
What, did he produce the film?
I mean, if you're J-Lo, do you want it weighted in your favor because of your nationality?
You know, that's what I... Because I feel
way,
like
she's
it's,
an American.
I feel like it's gone that far. And that's not to say that progress isn't important, but... You know, I was watching Jillian Michaels. I don't mean to go on a giant tangent here. She's the fitness expert who said that Lizzo is at risk for diabetes. Her body should not be glamorized. And oh my, how dare you say something like that? She's beautiful. Well, she is at risk for diabetes. She is too heavy. She's not at a healthy weight. And I saw these people tweeting, and they were getting tons of retweets, too. They're like, I weigh 105 pounds, and I have diabetes. No, it's – I'm sure anyone can get diabetes, but the more you weigh, the bigger risk it is. It seems pretty simple to me. So, but you,
Type 2 diabetes, the one where you're supposed to shame her, not feel sorry for her.
Isn't this whole glamorizing people that are overweight – hasn't this gone a little too far? You can't say anything – ever accepted. Oh my God, she's beautiful.
Yeah, pretty much.
Medically speaking, for your height, your weight puts you in what we call the disgusting range.
She's the perfect weight. I love her just like she is. She shouldn't lose a pound. Anyway, supporting actress.
A big one.
Kathy Bates, Richard Jewell.
Is Kathy Bates Richard Jewell? Because I haven't seen that movie.
What, does she play him? Wow, that would be great.
The way it looks, it's like she's playing him. So.
She would do a good job. Laura Dern in Marriage Story.
She's great.
She's really good. She's always great.
Yeah.
ScarJo for Jojo Rabbit, nominated in both categories. Hey. Has anybody ever won both categories?
I don't know.
No idea.
Our Oscar tribute. Florence Pugh in Little Women, nobody cares. And Margot Robbie in Bombshell.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah, she does.
She looked. Oh, I was thinking of her in the Hollywood movie. Yeah,
she looks great in that, too.
Now.
So.
The director movie. And we're, let's see, we may have John Waite call.
No one knows. All we know is he blew off Trudy's text.
Paul Hibbert wants to know if I've sexted him yet. And I didn't, so that could be the problem.
Send him a picture.
No, and say, hey, see you in 5 minutes on the phone.
Get my phone.
See you at Andy Amo's on the 25th. Hey. Hey.
What's up? Water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
Can I ask, do we have anybody for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot.
Later.
Oh, I didn't even tell you this. We have a number, allegedly, that is supposed to be Dina Lowen.
Oh, really?
Since you have the hots for her.
I like her. I think she's attractive.
I know. Well, this could be your opportunity.
Not that I have the hots for her.
Lowen?
She's very pretty.
That's just way too much Dina.
I know there's another important number we have, too, but first I have to ask you this. Are you paying more than 4% on your mortgage? Do you have lingering high interest rate credit card debt? That's a sin. You should not have high interest rate credit card debt. It's a disaster. Talk to Hall. Go to drewandmike.hallfg. Or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com and talk to them about consolidating or about refinancing your home. 248-308-5000. They get it done so fast. 19-day average. Our people have all been quicker, and they have over 1,000 five-star ratings. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial.
Slow down.
I got to get a Kleenex.
Another number we can try, there's a lady that ordered diapers off Amazon.
Oh, God.
But she ordered them. Have you guys seen this story? She ordered them from
the used, well, not
the
used,
warehouse
the return.
Section, yeah, which is for used or refurbished items. And guess what? The diapers were used, not refurbished. But it's really weird because she picked up the diapers, said it was heavy, and she was half asleep and the lights were off.
Aww.
And didn't think about it.
She suited her kid up with a dirty.
It sounds like that because she had to disinfect, quote, her daughter. I thought she might be fun to talk to.
Gross. Yeah. Definitely.
That's gross.
Not her fault. Nice going.
And don't get me started about the piss.
Did it smell like Bezos. A diaper full of Indian food?
Probably. Good job, Bezos.
Yeah, really.
There's a whole pile of
according,
them.
Was it your prep, Brandon, where Bezos is getting shit for only trying to contribute like less than $700K?
I gotta tell you, I'm defending Bezos in this.
Why?
One.
It's $1 million Australia. Is that it? Because
yes.
It's like 690,000 US. I'm laughing about this because, and you know, generally, if somebody gives money for the fire, that's great. But
he's Bezos.
He is Bezos.
More money than God.
Also, does he is not as generous as his contemporaries, who he is the richest of.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, why do they have to announce it on Instagram?
Yeah, that's pretty annoying.
Like, what, people can't do this privately. It doesn't count if it's not on social media or in the mainstream media.
I know, but why is it up to everybody else about how much he is supposed to donate? And by the way, is it him donating it or is it Amazon donating it?
It said Amazon, so I don't think it is him.
Oh, it's coming out of those
people's
hides.
You're getting a write-off?
He posts that too. By the way, $690,000 is 4 minutes work. A little over 4 minutes work for Bezos.
What I saw.
It's $149,000 a minute. So don't anybody go, oh my God, that's so generous. I mean, the time that's gone by, we have like quadrupled his.
But he could have done zero.
See,
do
true,
anything.
But Amazon gave it, so.
I saw a lot of people giving him shit, mostly because, you know, other people like Metallica have given more than that amount.
There's four of them.
And then Hemsworth gave him mil.
And then, he's Australian, though.
I saw somebody basically equate it to the median salary of the average United States individual, which is like $62,000. So if. That equivalent, you know, the 0.003%, it's basically a $36 donation.
And how many of those people complaining about Bezos donated $36?
You're right. Probably none of them.
Okay, who posts on Instagram when they give $36 to the help fight the wildfires?
He's doing it to encourage people to donate $36.
Okay. I don't know. I hate this. I mean, I really think there's some very well-meaning people, and I don't think they go out of their way to get attention
of
when
course.
They really believe
it's
in something,
annoying.
But it seems a lot of times there's competition to find who's the most wonderful person. Oh, my God.
It's annoying, but there's part of me that wants them to go, all right, fine, I'm not donating anything. You guys ruined it for Australia.
Yeah.
I'm taking my money and going to space.
Okay.
My whore.
Here's the category that, of course, gets everybody all wigged out. Director. Because females never win, they never get nominated. It has happened not very often. So, if you remember Natalie Portman at the Golden Globes a couple years ago had to say, here are the all male nominees, which I thought was, you know, that's really shitty because these guys didn't do it. The guys are nominated. It's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to go, oh, shit, I'm one of the all male nominees. One of the fucking all-male white nominees. What an asshole I am.
And here are the all-male nominees.
Ron Howard laughed. He's complicit.
In the shape of water.
Somebody was.
He's complicit.
Ron Howard should have stood there mute like Mike Myers when Kanye.
Exactly the same.
Doesn't like black people.
So,
exactly the same moment.
So this morning.
You're so right.
This is so terrible. This is what political correctness has done to me. I turn on the TV, and there's Good Morning America, and they're going to watch the Oscar nominees get announced. And, you know, there's always somebody pretty famous. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of who normally it is. In this case, you know, they said the names, and I didn't catch them, and then I looked at the screen. I'm like, I'm not sure who those people are. And it was, this is what my brain did. Don't blame me. This is what my brain did. I'm just reporting it. My brain went, oh, an Asian male and a black female. So that, you know, covers a lot of ground. I mean, I shouldn't think that.
No.
And I'm wrong, and I'm angry with my brain.
You are a racist, Fred.
I should be saying,
is your brain canceled?
Good for these people. And then Brandon informed me that John Chow is from Harold and Kumar. Yeah. But, you know, is
from a lot
really,
of stuff. Star Trek.
Is he one of the guys you thought they might pick to announce the Oscars? Or do you think him
being
Asian?
Has he been in a movie this year?
Do you think him being Asian had anything to do with it?
I think being awake at 5 a.m. had something to do with it.
Yeah, it's always somebody that, I don't know, who are the previous?
He was in no movies this year.
He was in Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Oh, they've had,
he played himself.
They've had big people. Oh, well, look up who has introduced the nominees. Just check it out. I bet you'll find there's some pretty big names in there. And again, I'm angry at my brain, so don't you can't get mad at me. I'm mad too. I'm mad at myself.
I'm not a racist.
And the female, I just didn't know who she was.
She's on an HBO show.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Okay.
Insecure.
Issa Rae.
Has anyone seen it?
No. I've caught it because it usually would start right at the end, you know, of a show that I would watch.
And did you like it?
Not really. I don't know. I don't think it was aimed towards me. It's about females having sex and stuff like that.
Okay, so here's...
Yeah, you hate that.
I would not even bring this up because I just don't... I'm just tired of this topic in general. But here goes. If Issa Rae was a white male, would she have been selected to read the nominees today?
I probably
John
not.
Chow was.
No, probably not.
I'm going to say a hard no.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think she... And I don't know. You know, maybe she's just not in my zone. John Chow, you know, I know Harold and Kumar. I'm not unhappy for these people, but when they got to the director category and she said, congrats to those men. I'm like, you know, really?
You know what? Congratulations to those men. They worked hard. They did what.
But
know.
By saying congratulations to those men, you're saying, oh, the women got fucked. Yeah. You're the assholes that got nominated. And I feel like, first of all, we didn't do it. Those of us watching, we didn't do it. This is a very small, small group of voters. And they added diverse people to the voting rolls. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, after Oscar so
in
white.
Order to get more votes for people who are not white. I mean, isn't that the reason they did it?
Yes, to get a more diverse selection.
So this is a very small group of people. So why is this, you know, these asshole men? Is it possible that the people, this very small group, who are supposed to be the most progressive, evolved people among us, they're Hollywood people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, she's talking to Hollywood. She's talking to they're talking to themselves when they complain about this. So what you're saying is that Hollywood, the people who vote, who are the most Hollywood people of all, who are the most progressive people of all, that they're horrible, sexist people for not nominating a woman, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very hard, by the way, to find a list of people who announced it. But last year was announced by Kumail Nanjiani from
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, you know, Indian American.
The Big Sick.
And Diana Ross's daughter.
Oh. See, so they don't get big names. They never get huge monster
names.
Those names
are bigger than those two.
Not really.
When's the last time somebody white announced it? Oh!
So I was going to look up.
2 years ago.
I'm working on it.
Diana Ross's daughter, by the way, has the worst taste in clothing, doesn't she?
She's crazy, just like her mom.
Sure.
She's really kooky and funny.
It's because it's because her mom wasn't able to come home to her.
It has nothing to do with nepotism either. If her name was... Fellhauer.
Smith.
She'd be just as big a star.
All right, so here's the 2018 announcement.
Yeah, boy.
Was it?
Tiffany Haddish.
She's funny.
By the way, three black women in a row. Just saying.
She's funny.
Oh, I like her. She's fine. And then that's a white guy. What's his name?
I forget what his name
is. Is that Andy Serkis? The guy that played Smeagol?
Yeah, Gollum.
Yeah. Andy Serkis.
So there's a white guy.
Okay. So one out of
I think you're looking way too deep into that.
Yeah, but he's a Brit.
Who cares? I mean,
he is Brit.
I don't care.
Why do they have to have people announce
it?
Why can't they just publish it online? That's what everybody
says. Because it gets more attention when it's live and they announce it. They tease it all morning. And it doesn't matter. I'm sorry I brought it up. And I'm angry at my brain.
I'm glad you brought it up.
If everybody was mad at my brain, I understand. But don't blame me.
Do you want to know who announced it in 2017?
Ah, boy.
All right.
I'm just hanging on. Let's see.
And this is my brain wondering. Not my heart. My soul.
I don't think they had people announce it this year.
Well, come on. They
no,
did.
It looks like they just did a little video.
They always have somebody.
No.
Oh, is it Terrence Howard?
It looks like it.
Trudy better. Terrence Howard?
Well, I don't know, though, because they're just rolling videos. I don't know.
You're looking way too deep in that.
Okay.
Way too deep. Yeah.
So, do you think that they vote for the directors because they're not women?
This is what I think. I think that the directors that got nominated are great movies, to tell you the truth. The only movie, it was The Parasite. I have no idea about that Parasite movie, but apparently somebody loves it. Now, you got to tell me.
who's Boon Joon Bong Joon-ho?
He is the director of Parasite.
Okay, where's he from?
South Korea.
South Korea.
So, in other words, they decided to snub all the women in favor of someone from South Korea?
Well, his name is Bong.
I agree. That's cool. No, I
2016, the nominees were announced by Guillermo del Toro, which I believe is from Mexico, and Ang Lee, who's Korean. So still no white American men.
Wow.
Just saying.
Jeez.
We already, Andy Serkis.
I think
already,
being 35% of the population, we pop in there once in a while.
Stop.
Apparently no white American men go to movies.
The biggest question for director
who are you? Should we get a contribution?
I want to see someone like me occasionally.
Here you go. Chris Pine, 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the show better that year because I
related
to it.
You already said Andy Serkis just a couple
years
British.
Ago.
He's British. He's disqualified because he's British.
Oh, boy. Anyway, listen, hear me out for this director.
A black woman with Chris Pine.
So the big
Do
directors.
Do you think they're screwing women intentionally or subliminally?
No, I think that the
okay,
big
that was
movies,
my only. That's my only point.
Little Women, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, The Farewell, and Queen and Slim. Those are the big movies that were directed by women. I don't think that they were better than stuff like The Irishman and Joker and, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know about
Parasite.
That's because
you're sexist.
Do you want to watch Little Women?
No one wants to.
I saw the one with Kirsten Dunst in the 90s. It sucked balls.
Why don't they instruct the...
Hey, Christian Bale was in that. I didn't realize that until the other day.
Instruct the 750 people that vote, you must vote for one woman. Or you must vote for two women, or you must, no, say, okay, let's say you vote for five people. You must vote for three women, or your ballot won't be accepted. And then get it over with. Instead of constantly going through saying, ah, stupid man.
I'm a man. Don't know what I'm talking about.
Or put the female with the most votes as a nominee, or the two females with the most votes, whether they have them, whether it's the best movies or the 17th.
Well, what were the films directed by women this year?
Brandon just named them.
Just read them all.
They're so pointless.
This is a podcast, Trudy.
One out the other.
Dreamweaver by your own gender?
Little Women.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, The Farewell, and Queen and Slim. Oh, and also Hustlers.
Admit you were Dreamweaver, Trudy, by your own gender. You were totally Dreamweaver.
You're as good as any man.
Once upon a time, you seem to take great interest in. Just saying.
Oh, look at how terrible Hollywood was in 2013 when Seth MacFarlane... And Emma Stone. Last time a white female announced it, by the way, 2013.
Well, you see, they're screwing so white females. Other than that, let's see. There's always some. Obama, I know, is nominated. Obama and
Michelle. For the worst,
Michelle.
Most boring documentary ever.
I've heard that from multiple people,
so
by the
bad.
Way. But he's Obama and she's Michelle. Screenplay, there's always interest in that. That Bong Joon-ho. Once Upon a Time, Quentin Tarantino. Sam Mendes, 1917, Noah Baumbach, Marriage Story, and Knives Out, Rian Johnson. Mm. Rian Johnson?
Ryan.
Best documentary. Oh, yeah. Documentaries. I don't know any of these.
Well, it's the boring Obama one. What else?
What best documentary feature, American Factory,
That's the
Cave.
Obama one.
This is a documentary?
The Cave, isn't that?
Edge of Democracy.
Isn't the Cave about Pedo Man?
Oh, is that?
I thought it was.
It's about Pedo Man?
Pedo Man.
Oh, yeah.
The Sama. I love that Brandon insists on the proper pronunciation for pedo man.
Yeah.
He goes with the British or the South African pronunciation like Elon.
It's common slang.
And Honeyland. Mm.
Is that about honeys?
No idea.
Judging
no
by the last name of the people that are nominated with it, I don't think it's of interest.
Original score. Why do they always have to nominate Randy Newman for this? Is there a law that you have to nominate Randy Newman for original score every fucking year?
Isn't he dead? What score did he?
Trudy, I don't know. He's so insignificant, I don't think people would even announce his death. So he could be dead.
That reminds me.
Story about friendship with music by me. About a bear and a bunny. And then the bunny family dies, but the bear becomes his new family. Something like that.
It's got to be a song for Toy Story 4, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you guys? I'm just curious, Mark and Brandon, do you guys know where Randy Newman came to our attention?
I Love L.A.?
No, but that's a good guess. Yeah,
Short People.
Short People.
That was his first one?
No reason.
Yeah.
Sure. Dumb.
Every song.
No reason to live.
Trudy, you like that song. You hate Short People.
I do.
Oh my God, I do. That guy got really mad at you once.
I know.
It's a novelty song.
I learned about him from You Got a Friend in Me. And then
Was a Bug, Little Bug. I realize he's a good writer. But
is he though?
I like your Randy Newman impression.
They say he is.
When all the songs sound the same?
I don't like any of his songs, but apparently some people do.
He just does a bouncy C and then sings whatever comes out of his
mouth.
You're
not subjected to kid movies, Drew. If you watch a bunch of kid movies, you'll hear a lot more Randy Newman.
He got a nomination for original score, original song, Stand Up, Harriet, Into the Unknown, Frozen 2. I'm standing with you.
Into the Unknown.
Breakthrough.
I've heard that about 8,000 times in the last month.
I'm Gonna Love Me Again, Rocket Man. Oh. Is that an Elton John song?
Yeah, that's the new one he wrote with Taron Egerton. It's on that soundtrack.
Wait, he wrote with the guy playing him?
Yeah, they do the song together.
You know, Bernie wrote the words. They just put the guy in there.
Well, didn't they?
They sang it together.
Isn't this what they won at the Golden Globes? Or
yes.
Is this the song?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
It's a musical. I was excited about an Elton John movie, and I'm like, oh, man. Elton and Taron?
Yeah,
Taron who?
Edgerton, man.
Can't even tell who's who in the song.
Okay, that's Taron. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I haven't heard EJ yet.
I thought this is all EJ.
I thought that was all Elton. Yeah. They're both singing here, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Oh, Randy Newman's score is for Marriage Story.
Next. Really?
Got a divorce. Moved to LA. Got rid of the kid.
I love LA.
Oh no! What happened? Trina, you knock something over.
You spilled balls all over the floor.
Oh, gross! It's,
Layla seems interested.
It's my drink.
Oh, was there anything in it?
Balls. Yeah.
There was.
Sorry, it's a in lot? Your carpet now.
Balls. Big balls.
Fine. Fun, fast, simple, easy, all saving you fat stacks of cash when you go to our friends and studio sponsors, dealsinthed.com. That's what they're all about. Do you want to save time while saving money? Do you want to have fun while having a fantastic experience? If the answer is
yes,
then you want to visit Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, Zot Ford, or the best kept secret in Detroit, Zot Toyota. Because that's where Thad Zot, Jeff Schneider, I don't think I've ever met Jeff.
I don't know.
Todd Zot.
Todd, we've met plenty of times.
Yeah, Todd. And
Todd.
Was Thad at our thing at Mesa?
I
saw him.
I hope not, because I want to say no.
And Stephen Gabara. Well, I've met their sister.
I know that guy.
And Steve. They all take great pride in rolling out the red carpet to Drew and Mike listeners, all while making, buying, or leasing your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Most refreshing thing you're going to do in 2020. Go search
Thank
their
you,
ridiculous
Steve.
Deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And tell them Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, and Zeus sent you. And why sweat it out at the gym? Don't even go there, or go maybe the first week and then quit like everybody else does, and then go to Dr. Roche. Go to Dr. Roche and take
someone else do the work.
Absolutely. He does the heavy lifting, taking that extra cushion of fat right off your legs or your belly or your butt. With Zerona, you can get 11 treatments to smooth out the look of that wet bag of popcorn look. 11 treatments for $353 of Zerona. You can ask about Virju. And then 10%... through January 31st off of all surgical procedures, and that includes the breast implant special, which is $3,500, saline breast implants, and also Diva Vaginal Therapy, broadband like BBL, which is a great quick way to clear up your skin of age spots and fine lines and all of that. You know, what the sun did to you. And start fresh in January. Go to DROCHE.com and look at the procedures. See what's right for you or call them at 248-338-1110.
All right.
My boyfriend didn't call. What happened?
I know. Should we call
Trudy,
him?
I think she sent him a picture.
No, I didn't.
Should we call him and throw Trudy under
just
the
give me your phone. I'll
fine. I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else.
I know. I hate you.
I was really trying to get you. I was egging Trudy on to send John Wade a picture. I don't know why. It just...
Well, now if I send it, it'll come
it
like,
would work.
Out of the blue. And
it'd help.
Seem very random.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But Mark, could you get the 20 Best Cold Opens ready?
Yeah.
By Rick Beato. Oh. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote, which I'm not sure what percent of the final deal this is. Maybe it's 30% or is it?
Didn't Gary Graff say it was very low percent of the fan
so it's all
yeah, it's all just to get attention.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, Dave Matthews Band was number one. Why aren't they canceled? Because of Boyd Tinsley being in full jerk mode.
You know he still is too, right?
Yeah. He's really creepy, man.
Yeah.
By the way, has anyone ever read a room more poorly than Boyd Tinsley? He sends a heterosexual singer that he's been working with for, you know, what, a year or a couple years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He sends him a message about how he needs to get more pictures of him, you know, with his pants unbuckled or something. And then he says he's looking at his latest 8x10 and he's in full jerk mode right now. Boy.
Jerk off. Yeah, exactly.
Well, since you asked.
The room, boy.
Just out there.
Since you asked, you want to know exactly what he wrote?
Sure.
You in San Francisco? That's how it started. Don't mention to your bandmates, but I need your face. It's like the hook. You're all good looking, but you've got this magnetic attraction. Can you take some pics and vids of yourself and send to me? It's really hot when you wear dirty socks, by the way.
God.
Nice reading the, not only reading the room, but having
this is such a poor room read. I don't think there's been a worse read of the room ever.
Think of how hard he is while he's writing this, too. A 5-second shot of your face garnered 15,000 views in one day. Started at 200. Your band needs your face. Dude, you're the bait. Our secret. And then in quotes, or in parentheses, weapon.
Oh, God.
I'm in San Francisco. I just got here. I can send you some photos. How's the tour going?
I love him trying to change the subject there.
Tour's going great. We've been rocking every show. Can't wait for Sunday. Thanks for the pics. I'll get two rooms somewhere for... and then that get cut off. Gotta take more pictures of you. Let me know when the swelling is gone and your neck's better. I'd like to do it next week. You're such boner material. And I want you at your best. I'm actually masturbating to the thought of your shots.
What? He really said that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Bro, we'll have to... Now it gets really clinical. I'll probably have to have you shave your pubes, at least above the cock base. You sagging some.
Oh, what?
With it being obvious that you aren't wearing underwear. Jeans are dirty, shirt is dirty, but your face and hair are immaculate. Angelic. You get the vibe? We're going to go for some huge throbbing boner shit, wet pussy included. You're the dirty pretty boy of the band. I have to sexually exploit you as much as I can without looking like I'm sexually exploiting you. I'm in full jerk right now. Catch you later.
Thank you for the context. It was very important.
I think it added to it.
That's the way to sign off.
Yeah.
Full jerk mode now. See you later.
Catch you later.
I think he read the room even more poorly than I thought.
He told him he was boner material.
This guy's heterosexual. He's in Boyd Tinsley's band. I mean, we could get into the fact that he was jacking it right next to a guy's head as he slept.
That was the other part of that. Yes, he did sexually assault.
How did we know that?
He probably roofied the guy and then, like, cleaned him up afterwards.
Oh, my God.
Guys, no idea.
Plus,
my complexion's really good today. What's going on?
Plus, there's the slight against the environment of dumping their entire...
Oh,
their bowels of their bus into the Chicago River on top of
allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
They are the lead vote getter. Jeez. Pat Benatar is second. Mm. Doobie Brothers third. Soundgarden fourth.
Oof.
Yeah!
Finally.
And Judas Priest is fifth.
Yeah.
And then it's Whitney, Depeche Mode, Thin Lizzy, I know, Whitney, get
out. Doesn't that really show how much
out.
Rock fans do not want her in this Hall of Fame?
She should be lower than that, though.
Yeah. But like Gary told us, it's all because of Clive.
She's ahead of Depeche Mode and Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy. Todd Rundgren. MC5.
Or Todd.
Todd's 10th.
Poor Todd. Todd.
What does he have
He's
to
never
do?
Into that hall.
Probably not. Nine Inch Nails is 11th.
That's amazing.
Motorhead's 9th and T-Rex is 12th. T-Rex is great, too. MC5, not apparently to make the top 12. Kraftwerk, Notorious B.I.G., and Rufus with Chaka Khan.
At least there's that. That's the Chaka Khan, that whole thing is fine, but it's not on that. Shouldn't be on that.
No,
list.
It's not even close. T-Rex!
It sounded like he responded to you there.
He did. Well, you can bump and grind. It is good for your mind. Yeah! They were gigantic in the UK. Gigantic. Bang A Gong, Get It On was the only hit over here. And Power Station. Probably a lot of people think, oh, that's a Power Station song.
Do you like Bang A Gong? Do you like that song?
I do. I did. It was true. That was a big hit, wasn't it?
It was. I liked it until I heard it like the 800,000th time, and then I was done with it.
Same. I don't think I've... Does anyone play it now? I don't think it... It doesn't make oldie stations, does it? It does?
It,
oh.
I don't know. Does
Fields play it?
No. No. But...
I like the intro. Can you just play the intro, please?
For Bang A Gong?
Yes. It's got a really cool intro. I remember talking it up.
Okay, do it.
Go.
Go.
Hey, T-Rex, gonna get it on. Bang A Gong. 59 degrees up to 70 today. Turned down to 39 tonight with some clouds. Here's T-Rex and Mark Boland for a 40 WRV.
It got really tight.
Wow.
That's not good when you have to hurry the call letters.
Except you can't.
That's without looking, dude. You don't even.
You can't do weather anymore, though, right? They don't want you doing weather.
It's, if you're talking up a long song, you're going to have to get to weather. You're just going to have to. Rick Beato, he's one of the great stewards of rock and roll music. And he comes up with these lists on YouTube, including the top 20 cold opens.
Oh.
Which would be so. It opens with The Voice. The Voice is the first thing you hear.
Oh, okay.
So let's hear what Rick Beato.
Wait, I thought you. This is the top 10 cover songs.
Oh, let's do The Voice. I think the cold opens are cooler, don't you?
Oh, I mean,
the covers are okay. You want to do? Let's do them both.
I'm good for either of them.
I know what the first one's going to be.
Do you?
Cold open.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hey, Mama.
Oh,
Trudy, good call.
The way you
I think you're on the right track. I'll just say that.
Let me find the cold opens. God, he's got too many things to choose.
You know which one first popped in my?
They're all really
Sticks,
good.
Sticks, Renegade.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great open.
There's one that I just hate. As soon as I hear that vocal, I just
Hey, everybody, I'm Rick Beato on today's Everything Music. We're going to
Oh, that's the cover song.
I punch it immediately.
What is it?
You'll hear it. It's in the top 20.
Okay.
It's pretty close to the top, if not. It's really close to the top, I know.
Why can I not find it?
By the way,
they're called cold opens in the business. I think
when I was listening,
channel
to
has no content, man.
This morning, and you guys were talking like, "Who listens to Rush?" And I'm like, "Me." Like, watching that.
You're a Rush nerd, Trudy.
I'm a huge.
Wait, you're a chick too.
I know.
I know.
I was watching that documentary on your recommendation.
Oh, it's so good.
And the part when they got to the buzzard, you know,
yeah,
that. That's where that was my experience because I used to listen to Cleveland radio and the buzzard was huge and they played that song Working Man and I was like hooked. And then,
well, prepare to be Russified.
I didn't know you were a prog rocker.
I loved all prog rock. I liked Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and Yes, back then.
Yes.
I tried liking Crimson, but I just liked the album cover.
Did you like Rick Wakeman's solo?
Somewhat, but it got really fast.
I had a friend who loved Rick Wakeman. Just loved him.
Yeah, he's kind of too deep.
Could Rick Beato be calling it the 20 greatest vocal intros of all time?
Yes.
Come on, use Beato's language.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rick Beato on today's Everything Music.
No,
it's the top 20 vocal intros of all time. Now, I've done the top 20 acoustic guitar intros, electric guitar intros, bass intros, keyboard
intros.
Stony. But I saved this one for last, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because there's not a lot of really great vocal intros. There's actually not a lot of vocal intros, period, meaning that vocals a cappella or by themselves. So I have... Now, let's check it out.
I just wanted to check it out.
That's number 20.
Song number 19 was the B-side to a number one hit, which was released in 1967. Uh-oh. The lead singer is one of the most eclectic singers of all time.
It's got to be Penny Lane.
Here it is.
The Doors.
Oh, ouch. Oh, Crystal Ship. That's a great one.
I'm
not sure Penny Lane's a cold.
Coming in at number 18 is a song that could be my favorite on the entire list.
Why is it number
but
one?
But it only has one word alone in the intro. Here it is.
Hey Jude.
I never knew you were such a Beatles
don't
fan.
Don't make it bad.
Because he goes, hey.
Song number 17 was a cover of a song that had come out the same year, written by Hoyt Axton. It's by this three-piece group whose record was entitled Harmony. Check it out.
Will I never be to Spain?
Dog Dad.
Yeah.
How's this get so high?
Coming in at number 16 is a 1973 number one hit by this female soul singer. Here it is.
Oh.
Strumming my
oh, Roberta Flack?
I don't think so.
Sounds like a number
singing
one hit tune, all right.
With his words.
Okay.
Killing me softly with his song.
I'm going to give him a lot of flack if he didn't get rid of this. Let's go. Let's go, Beto.
Jeez.
Yeah. Song number 15 was released in 1971, and is one of the greatest R&B songs and intros of all time. Check it out. Okay, so I just uploaded the video unlisted, and as I predicted, the video got blocked.
Claim.
What I didn't predict is that it was blocked because of Bill Withers.
Oh, so this is his chance to play.
Withers was a blocker.
You
so my friend Jam happened to be visiting, and Jam says that she's not...
Great, it's Ain't No Sunshine. Next.
Song number 14 has been recorded over 250 times.
Yeah!
This particular version came out in 1956 and is ranked... Number 19 on Rolling Stone's top 500 songs of all time.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Song number 13 is an iconic intro. When you think of vocal intros, you think of this song. The only thing about it that brings it a little bit down the list is that there is a little bit of guitar on its own before that.
I don't think so.
Song number 12 was released in 1985. It's off a record entitled Little Creatures, and it's the first song on the list that's all harmonized a cappella vocals. Check it out.
Well, we know where we're going.
Oh, David Byrne, Talking Heads.
Road
to Nowhere.
Where we've been.
Song number 11 was released in 1965 and ended up being a number two song. If it hadn't been for the number one song, We Can Work It Out, it would have been a number one song.
Each voice don't have a better...
Song number 10 was released in 1977 and is from an incredible British progressive rock band. Check out this live version, how great the singing is.
Let me bring you songs from the woods to make
one's that
much better than you could know. Better than you could know.
Yeah. You down fucking shit. To
oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Show you how the garden holds you steady as
What is this?
It's Tales from the Wood. Jennifer Tull?
Oh, Tull.
Tull!
Coming in at number 9 is a band whose name I dare not mention on YouTube because they are the biggest blockers out there. But
not.
Their harmony singing is undeniable. And this intro is
ridiculous.
Going
to bring Pam back to sing it? The Eagles.
Nice sound quality.
Good job, Beato.
vocal intros of all time is one of the first things that comes to your mind. Check it out.
Steve Perry.
Journey.
Song number 7 was a hit song during my junior year of high school. Ooh. And it's by an Australian band that many of you may not even know anymore.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
Bee Gees?
Have you heard about the lonesome
LRB?
Beaten by the
it was a hit. Stupid hit, but a hit.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but still keeps on trying.
The song's getting worse as we get closer to
song
one.
Song number 6 was written by the guitarist of this band and is featured on the 1978 Wrong. Release, Jazz. Here it is.
You gotta take me home tonight.
Ready? Ready.
Okay, now we're down to the top 5. In every other countdown video,
I
always say, well,
Maiden?
Once we're in the top 5... Any of the songs are really interchangeable. Any of them could be number 1. And I believe that about
on,
this
Beto,
video as well.
Don't fence it.
The thing
go
that's
on a
in
limb.
Common
Rank
with
them.
All
just
of
play
these
it.
Songs
just play
that
it.
Are in the top 5 is that they're all heavily harmonized.
All right, jumping ahead.
5 release.
God, what a dissertation.
He's a real man.
All right.
What version?
Check out track number 4. This is a live version of the intro. And it's ridiculous how good the singing is.
I see no good people turn
yes!
sweet.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
I like this song.
John Anderson. Play Starship Trooper piano.
Okay, song number 3. A lot of people that I've talked to, I always call my friends when I'm doing these lists and get their opinion. A lot of them thought this actually
really?
Should be number
they
1.
They don't answer.
It was the song that they all thought, oh, well, that's the, should be number 1. And I thought.
I said, no!
Yeah, I could see an argument for that.
But you're wrong.
This really could be number 1. This is one of the most iconic intros ever. Check it out.
Okay, this is where I punch the dial. This is where I punch the dial immediately.
Me too.
Nobody
I
likes
hate
that, song.
That intro. It was a big hit.
It's a race to the button.
It sucks.
I can't explain it.
It's because the complexity of this harmony part and the overlays, the way the voices interlock, how they layer.
We don't need to know
is
that.
Really
I can
just
play
that.
The song.
And the harmony singing is just fantastic.
Did somebody
coming
tell him
in
not to come out here unless he was hard?
Two,
paperback writer.
I can do that.
Okay, most of you already know what number 1 is. It's kind of like when I did the acoustic guitar intro video. And it got everyone, because of what had been before, said, okay, Stairway is going to be it.
Stairway!
Well,
no,
this
it
isn't
wasn't.
Led Zeppelin, but you know what this one is going to be.
I don't
coming
know how
in
to
at
do
number
it.
Number 1 for the greatest vocal intro of all time is.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Oh, yeah. So good at music.
Okay, before I end the video, I want to talk a little bit about why
Freddie
I chose these songs,
Mercury,
that, many of which were in the 60s and 70s. One was actually in the 50s.
How does he go on for another 2 minutes after
right, wait a minute. There's a couple that he left.
Thank you.
Obviously, he snubbed.
Oh, mama,
yes.
I'm in fear
it's
for my
great.
Life.
I don't
I'm
care what you guys say.
I hate this.
It's
hate it.
Rules.
Hate it. Hate it.
Can we do a Twitter poll on this song?
Sure.
How about this? They forgot this
just
one.
Just renegade rule,
give me
Joe.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Yeah.
Another cool song.
Yeah. It's renegade by Styx rule.
And then this one, too.
I've got another confession.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. What do you know, Beato?
Come on, Beto.
Those are the ones that pop into my mind.
Dave.
I thought Hey Jude would be Paperback Writer over Hey Jude. I guess the
no, you're
guess
splitting
the harmony is bigger.
I don't
Nowhere
know,
Man,
though. Hey Jude was like at the beginning of the 1980s. I remember that being the song of the decade.
Hey Jude was 68.
Back then? What list were you looking
70.
At?
Hey, hearing Queen and Derek reminded me, he had a new video the other day.
Oh.
I know, Brandon, you'll be excited. You ready? I followed Derek on YouTube.
Who doesn't?
Right, how about something by Queen?
Can do something by Queen.
What are you going to do, Derek?
We need to interview Derek.
What are you going to do, Derek?
We are the champions.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't he great? Something by Queen.
I want to set the world on fire.
Kelly kind of drives me nuts. Though.
He's always pumped.
Cool. Wow.
I think Kelly's trying to dominate his life.
Bye. Okay, there's something that we absolutely must do.
The Rondo Anatolica Jazz.
Yeah, no one knows what that is, Derek.
Oh, that's what that is.
This is so huge what's coming up. One of our networks is going to have breaking news. I'm just going to say that. Mm-hmm. It's the new year, which means our old friends at Zotford and Holly need to move some rides and make room for fresh inventory. So just when you thought there was no topping, Zotford's world-dominating trifecta, Gabar and the gang have done it again. For a limited time while supplies last, Jim Bentley and Zotford's incredibly hot sales staff have brand-new loaded 18 Ford F-150 XLT supercabs on sale for half off!
I can do that.
Whoa! So they're 18 Ford F-150s?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's weird, but half off.
God.
Thank you.
Yes, you heard right. Zot has brand new Ford F-150s at 50% off MSRP. Chances are selling new trucks at half off isn't going to help Bentley afford his own cell phone plan, but it's undoubtedly going to help you kick off 2020 with a bang and save an ass ton of cash.
I can do that.
Don't waste time serving Zot Ford's sick deals and massive inventory at deals in the... No. Please do not waste time, sir. Oh, at dealsnitty.com. Instead, drag your asses out for it immediately. Ask for Bentley. Get your new Ford F-150 at half off. Because before you know it, getting trucks at half off will be kaput.
Thank you. See you on Friday.
And our dear friend, Dr. Yaldo, wants you to see 2020 in 2020. Wow, he's been so fired up to do this ad ever since.
I don't know how to do it.
94. He's been going, oh, my God, when it's 2020, oh, it's going to be such a rush. So without glasses and contacts, though, you might not be seeing so well. Truth is, the only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, and brief procedure at the Yaldo Eye Center. For 2 years, our listeners have told us how easy it's been and how successful. Dr. Yaldo may say you're a perfect candidate or you don't need anything. He might recommend you wait until a condition may change, or he may tell you you're simply not a good candidate for LASIK or multifocal, and then you can just go and look at frames or get some contacts or whatever. They got all that. He's become the most trusted and experienced eye surgeon in the Midwest because his goal is to serve people the gift of great vision. So do what hundreds of Drew and Mike listeners like you have done. Make the call. Understand what will be required to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, and then decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Now, we have a boner line today, right?
We do have a boner line today, yes.
Can't wait. But first, there is major, major news on the ABNN.
This year's breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news.
Booming.
Oh, my God.
On my birthday, which was a few weeks ago, there were wishes and stuff on social media. And
yeah.
I laughed out loud every time I read, happy 38th birthday, people would write. I don't know why that makes me. It's a great reference.
Oh, Antonio Brown.
He's a disaster now.
He calls the cops. Up. He's called him like 7 times in the last 45 days over disputes with his baby mama, the one he keeps criticizing for being white. Yeah. Why is no white women 2020?
Yeah.
And this one I thought was really, they're all nasty because he Instagrams live.
This one's the worst, though.
This one is really bad because, well, the headline alone report, Antonio Brown throws bag of penises at baby mama. And you're thinking, what? How did he throw a bag of penises at her? And then you find out he really did throw a bag of penises at her.
Literally, yeah.
AB calls police for the I don't know how many at the time. It's always him. The beauty of it is that when the police show up, he tells them what a shit job they do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to do your job.
Officer?
Fuck the police. You know, on and on and on. Chelsea, the baby mama, does not have a car. So he's constantly saying that she's stealing his car because she needs to take the kids somewhere. And this one he's complaining, she don't take the kids to school. Blah, blah, blah. It's like,
She doesn't have a car?
Mark, he's trying to stop her from driving. Remember when she was driving the SUV?
Yeah.
And he called the cops, said she's stealing the car, and they said, look, you're going away for a couple weeks. She needs a car. You've got a kid with her. Why have you not settled this in court? Which, by the way, well, she would get a huge... Yeah. She'd probably get 20 grand a month if she took him to court.
I wonder...
I mean, what is up with that?
I feel bad for the trooper in this. He's amazingly calm.
And you can tell that he is intimidated because it's Antonio Brown in this giant mansion, and this guy makes one wrong move. He's taping him, too.
I got to tell you, I don't know if he's intimidated or exhausted. He seems kind of exhausted by the whole thing.
Don't you think they have drills for how to deal with AB back at the station?
Specific
training. That should be part of police training everywhere. Now, if you remember that call about the vehicle before, the cop went to AB and said, listen, you're going to be gone. He was going to Oakland. So you're not coming back for 3 weeks. She has no money. She has no car. And she's got three kids. You know, could you just leave her? She's asking if you just let her drive the car and leave her $1,000. And AB said, you know, something effective, you know, fuck her. Here's 500. She can get by on 500. And this is the guy who posts his bank balance of $26 million.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure he does so much for this child. I love how he, you know, she's the terrible mom. This kid doesn't do this, doesn't go to school. I'm sure he's just a wonderful, caring dad.
How many How many kids does he have with this woman?
I think he's got one with her. She has three kids, though.
While this rant is going on, aren't there like two kids with her?
Yeah, he's yelling in front of the kids.
They look traumatized.
And
they absolutely are.
He wants her and the three kids who have no wheels to just get the fuck out of here. And he says, bitch, you don't drive Bentleys. This is not your life. Which I hate to tell him, but if she took him to court, it is kind of her life.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if she could drive a Bentley, but I bet she could drive a nice car.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. Why doesn't she take him to court?
I don't know.
They would wail on him. Child support?
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
I bet she'd get 10 grand, 20 grand a month. So anyway,
why doesn't she?
I don't know. I'm willing to bet, though, that he tells her not to. I can't imagine any other reason she wouldn't do this. Or maybe she wants to get back with him.
Oh, God.
Really?
I don't know. I don't
know.
Wow. He said
people can't do nothing. You fucking white fishbowl, get the fuck out of here, you bitch. Come on, Puddle. The fuck out of here. Fucking police can't have you fucking bitch ass law. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking pussies. Fucking bitch.
You called them.
Get the fuck out of here.
Aw.
Get the fuck out of my property, you pussies.
Those kids.
Kids are like
fuck out of here. I love you, Poppy. I love you. Go at them bitch ass police. Get the fuck out of here.
I love you.
Bitch ass little cop. Look at the little cop. You wish you could take me, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck out of here. Yeah, get in the back of the police car, fishbowl. And you ain't leaving with shit, bitch. Get the fuck out of here, you bum asshole.
Hey,
bitch trying to come to steal. Bitch, you gonna...
What does the slang fishbowl mean?
Like, yeah. He says rip? Fish face a couple times.
Is that because she's... I don't know.
I don't know. It's something about... He's criticizing her appearance, obviously. Oh. He's fish shaming her. By the way...
I just wondered. I was curious.
Why?
I like to keep up with the slang.
You know how...
Fishbowl.
People do the smallest thing. And it's like, cancel that parlor! Look at how many things this jackass has done. Why... Is he not, quote unquote, canceled?
Well, he kind of is.
Look at those
he's
people.
He's not working for anyone.
Yeah, but
I guess
is he still taking classes?
How could the Saints? honestly, how could the Saints try him out? How could they even do that? How could anyone watch this?
Well, they took Janoris Jenkins.
Well, he said that's a great point. He said the word retard.
Mm-hmm.
They said, apologize. He said, no, I'm not going to apologize. It means something else from where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
They cut him.
The Giants.
Yeah, they cut him. He was re-signed with the Falcons. He recovered a fumble in the playoffs, so it all worked out pretty well. But this guy, when he's with the Raiders anyway, he was calling the general manager a cracker, threatened to beat the shit out of him. I mean, on and on and on. And all these lawsuits with these women. And
Where does he live now?
Miami. Still down in my
so this is
in Florida.
Florida,
isn't it?
Of course.
Come to steal, bitch. You're going to leave in the police car. Fuck out of here. Hollywood police, get the fuck out of here. Bitch ass niggas, get out of here.
Is it okay to call the police the N-word?
Fuck out of here. Niggas can't even get my key. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not...
Bitch ass niggas.
If you're Antonio Brown.
Why do you talk that way?
I'm under the impression that you can use that word if you're black, and it's a friendly, loving thing. That's not... He's calling them the N-word in the ugliest way possible. Is that okay?
If you're Antonio Brown, yeah.
It's AB rules.
Okay.
He's got his own.
Even get my key. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch ass niggas. Crackers, man. These crackers don't get no justice for no nigga, man. Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of my property. Broke ass motherfucker.
It's in the street. It's not your property.
Broke ass
motherfucker. Sir, can you get the keys? Can't do nothing. Get your bitch ass out of here, man. Bitch ass nigga. No, you want to take me to make the news. Congrats, you made the news, bitch ass nigga.
Can he be a little less repetitive?
The Bentley stays, the broke hoes goes. Fuck out of here, little man. Little man. Fuck out of here. Get off the AB resin. Get the fuck out of here.
The AB resin.
Bye, little man. Bye, bro. Get your bitch ass out of here. See you, bro. You
have a good day,
sir. Get your bitch ass out of here, bro.
You have a good day, sir.
Bitch ass nigga. Get
oh, yeah,
out of
that's
here.
So funny.
Ain't no justice for the real, you heard? Richard Fuss still ducking 12. Broke out, thought she got a Billy.
Huh?
Let me hear the law.
What?
Broke out, trying to come
him,
over
he's
here
got
still.
Words
fuck
to
out
say.
Of here. Never trust the police, man.
He's winding
fuck
down.
Fuck out of here. Hollywood police, the fuck
you
out of here.
You call them and they're helping you.
Bitch ass nigga, it's a whole block loan, nigga. Huh? It's a whole block loan, you heard? Let me back it up.
Should we call him?
Hey, it's a whole block loan, man. The fuck out of here, cracker. Bitch
cracker,
ass.
Cracker.
Decide which one.
And before that, in a separate video, you see him tossing the bag of dicks.
Yeah, he has a bag of gummy bears that are penises. Yeah. And he says, well, let's play it.
I'm trying to find
this
it.
Is
gay fucking shit.
He's an asshole on a level I don't even know how to reach that high. He's such a fucking prick.
I didn't see much of our conversation with.
Yo, sir, why are you guys still talking to her? She's in an illegal car. She trespassed and she was evicted. Sir, slam
car.
Her. Sir, can you slam her? What the fuck? They would have slammed me.
That's the wrong one.
There's one where he's like face to face with an officer, and that guy is amazing.
He's trying to get them to do something.
You're right.
How you gonna get a bill? You don't even have a job, but you can't even pay the insurance. Broke guy. Bag of dicks.
How clever.
So
this is the bag of dicks. Take that bitch to jail, man. She a baster. She don't want to know.
Huh? What?
Bitch trying to steal a billy. Bitch, you can't even pay for the insurance.
Good one. What do you keep calling her? A baser?
What's that mean?
I'm baser? Guessing like a base head or a free baser.
Oh, yeah. I thought he said basic.
Oh, basic, well, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
All right, let's give him a shot.
I got a whole lot of money. I got a whole lot of money.
You got to hurry, Brandon. The hook's only 10 seconds.
Oh, man. Oh, he's such an ass.
I got a
whole lot
of money, I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work, yeah.
I got a whole lot of money, I got a whole lot of money.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
Can't leave a message.
Yeah, you can't leave a message with him.
I love the way he has one-way communication only. He just yells at people and calls them names and throws bags of dicks, and no one is allowed to say anything back to him.
I am so good at music.
Oh, anybody? Is there any betting? I mean, does my bookie have how much time that he has still outside of prison?
In freedom? Ooh, that's a good over-under. You got to put a lot of time on that.
How much time before he owes like half of the money that he's...
How long till he's broke?
Until, yeah.
I'm going to give him a few years because
really,
well, he's got his. He just showed us his bank balance. It was $26 million.
Trudy, I don't know if you know, but he has a whole lot of money.
I've heard that.
I think his properties are going to become a problem because he owns too many houses.
Yeah.
And that's expensive. I don't think he rents them out either.
When you watch those videos, do you ever think about, boy, those poor neighbors?
Oh, my God.
Well, they're all taping them, aren't they?
Are they?
Did you see them outside, Brandon?
I didn't see any neighbors.
I assume, you know, it's during the day. Maybe they're not at home. But then again,
what's weird is, why doesn't he live in a gated community?
He does. It is a gated community. Oh,
it looks like there's street access.
I bet those neighbors really...
Well, there. I mean, there is, but I think...
Enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a private community, though.
Wow.
After all, Trudy.
Yes.
Okay, prediction, prediction number one. When will he be broke?
Okay.
It's going to be... I think it's going to be a
while.
It's
going to take some time.
Really? I think it's going to be within the year.
Oh.
6 months from now.
Trudy, wow, that's wild prediction.
Crazy.
6 months. No, I'm going to say 10 years because...
10?
Yeah, because he's got a whole lot of money right now.
She's got to go to the...
when they retire, though, it goes fast.
Yeah. I know, but he's still... He's still young, so he might still get a couple years left somewhere.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Who wants that? Who wants that pain in the ass?
I think I would think anyone is insane to sign him.
Except for the XFL. That'd be genius.
That would be, yeah. I agree.
If they signed him and Tom Brady from the Patriots, my God, that league would take off.
When will he be broke, Mark?
I was going to say 5 years, because isn't it usually 4 years for a person?
2 years.
2 years, okay.
And 2 years
He's got a whole lot of money. I'm going to go 5.
Okay. I'm going to go...
If he opens a restaurant, I'll go 2.
Who would eat at Antonio Brown's restaurant?
I'll go 4.
4.
Okay, and where is... Anyone make a prediction of where he'll be in a year? Will he be playing in the league? Will he be playing out of suspension? Will he be retired?
I think he'll be back in the league. I really do. I think that a team's going to give it a chance. I don't know if he's going to squander that chance, but I do think this, like by next year's training camp, we're going to be talking about somebody signing him, and he might go jump in mid-season.
I kind of feel that way, but it's not going to happen unless he cleans up the whole sexual assault lawsuit.
Well, not to mention, I mean, these Instagram posts are hideous.
What is he, 31 now?
32.
32?
Yeah.
Here's my prediction, ready? I predict he's coaching high school football in a year.
Oh, jeez.
Or like junior level football. He'll be a coach.
Oh, no.
And it'll be a charity thing, because he does do a lot of community charity stuff. For some reason, they still
let
him.
Yeah, but he steals things. You remember he said, I want that portrait of me. Yep. And he says, I'm an outbidder by this. And then he never pays.
But like when he went to
try out. He's good with children, though, is that video right there.
Yeah, he's great with kids. Not his own, Trudy. When he went to New Orleans, he did like a community event thing, too. And, of course, everyone's fawning over him. So I think he gets off on it.
Yeah, but he,
I can see him.
Event, he steals a portrait. He refuses to pay for it, and then he blasts them, claiming that they said he could have it or something stupid.
And then he likes being Antonio Brown though, and showing up at places. So I can see him showing up and doing tryouts or camps for kids in Miami.
I'm gonna say a year from now he's doing exactly what he's doing now.
You're probably right.
He's still posting shit on Instagram.
You win.
And
you're right.
And taunting police.
I'm curious though, the NFL, they have to finish this investigation at some point, except he keeps adding to the investigation.
Well, they only have to finish it if he wants to get back in the NFL or somebody wants him back in the NFL.
I would think, maybe I'm wrong about this. I would think that the league and the teams would be watching stuff like this and saying, "This we can't have this.
That's collusion. He's part of a union."
No, but I mean his behavior
I would think so
is
too.
It's so beyond rude. It's disrespectful. I mean, look at, what are the things that the league is allegedly really upset about? Okay, treatment of women, which he's fucking horrible. He's horrible with his kid there in front of that shit. And sexual assault, which he has a record of that, which he'll probably add to. And he doesn't pay his bills. And I think he's going to have to, all these people are going to have to take him to court. He's not going to write a bunch of checks, is he? He doesn't listen to anyone.
No.
And us is nice that he's got a friend laughing. He thinks AB's so funny.
Well, you wondered. Who was his agent? Is a really powerful agent. Is he not talking to him? Is he not helping him?
Can he really say anything to him? Can you say?
It appears no. I mean, that's the way it appears to me.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. I haven't seen him take any advice from anyone.
Yeah, and that's kind of the problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
His dad wasn't around. His that mentor that he had when he was at Central passed away.
You know, that,
well, some people need
I realize people say
I
that.
I wish
but
I had a father.
He is 32 years old. He doesn't. I mean, I don't know how having a mentor would. I mean,
32.
It's not even close. His behavior is so far over the line.
But he acts like a fucking 12-year-old. Maybe he needs some guidance.
He wouldn't he wouldn't respect anybody long enough, though.
He should be living in his parents' basement like most 32-year-olds.
Do you think he's got like a mental problem that he needs to be on some sort of medicine?
Yeah. Probably.
Straighten
probably,
out whatever's
yeah.
going on in that head.
I would say probably very true.
Yeah.
But whether he would take that, I don't
He'd
know.
Never take his
Who else do we have to call? William Hung, I know it's the Hunger.
Dina Lowen.
Oh, Dina Lowe. Let's call Dina.
You want to call Dina? Yeah. Let me write down the number for you. From
She's a gold star MILF, as I said yesterday.
Secret. My secret source.
It's all yours.
Has anyone ever called anyone a gold star MILF before?
No.
I'm sure the term is searchable.
She, by the way, denied being drunk.
I know.
And
after
she
falling,
said,
after doing a header when she got out of the car.
And she said she just fled because it was no big deal. There you go.
Okay. She's probably not going to answer the phone, but...
She probably wears... It's probably heels. Maybe.
Oh, could be heels.
Oh,
and maybe alcohol.
Okay, but then Trudy, okay, you're her defense attorney, doing a good job so far. Why did she leave the scene after T-boning somebody?
She was embarrassed.
That's great.
She's too embarrassed to face it.
She's famous.
I was so embarrassed! I didn't even look! She requested this.
I love this song.
She loves Tracy Chapman.
That's Dina.
What happened to Tracy Chapman?
Gone.
She's still playing this song somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder, can Tracy...
I reached Dina. Please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Dina, it's Drew. I was just calling to see if you're okay. I know you you had an accident, and then I heard you had fallen on your face, and I was worried about you. Just call me back at the 248 number. Thanks, Dina.
You're a gold star MILF.
Hope you're okay. Bye.
Why don't you hit on her? She probably would have called back.
That's just way too much, Dina.
You sounded so concerned.
I am. I'm worried about her. I wanted to sound worried, so maybe she'd go, oh, my God, he's so worried about me, I'm going to call.
Yeah, that was
I'm
a good
okay.
technique. Yeah.
The other number we can try on the Hall Financial Hotline is, I think you were running upstairs to take a dump, but I was talking about the lady who ordered diapers.
I was not running upstairs to take a dump.
Well, you were running upstairs.
Turning the heat down.
She ordered off Amazon's warehouse section, which I didn't even know existed, but it's
returnable items.
Used or refurbished item. She ordered diapers, and they were used. She got a pack of dirty diapers from Amazon.
And
she didn't notice it right away, and she put it on her daughter.
Yeah, she strapped her kid into one.
She put a dirty diaper?
Sounds a little fishy, yeah.
She didn't notice it was dirty?
I picked up the diapers. It was a little bit heavy. I was half asleep. The lights were off.
Gross.
At that point, I turned on the lights, and when I noticed these diapers are neatly folded and that they're soiled, I couldn't believe it. She said she immediately disinfected her daughter and wiped down her nursery.
I heard the kid is, it's breaking news, by the way, the kid is on an AIDS cocktail already. They've determined she has AIDS. And she's on the cocktail, and I think she'll be okay. She's gaining weight.
That sounds delicious. An AIDS cocktail.
Okay, so...
If you want to try her, I don't know.
How could she put... Trudy, is there any explanation for how the diaper was put on the child?
No. I mean, the feel of... diapers are...
Exactly. Anybody who has
air.
Kids, you can feel a diaper, and you know when there's something in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Whether it's pee or poop.
Well, not only that, but the new diapers are so folded so tightly anyway. You have to unfold
right, you have
them
to...
open. A used diaper.
Okay, let's put the Hall Financial Hotline in action. If you're paying more than 4%, drewandmike.hallfg.com. Hall Financial.
Wait, who is the creep?
Who sent them back?
That sent those diapers back full.
There's a lot of questions here.
Some genius who got paid for used diapers.
The best thing about wearing a diaper is I can be
Nastly.
What's your name? Like
Nastly.
Nastly?
Oh, this is a great song.
Someone named
like Nastly Crunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard him use? Like...
This is very outside of the box for Matt.
Here's what I'm thinking about diapers that don't make me grin. It's a
way that the diapers affect song? My skin. There's one thing about diapers that don't make me grin. The way that the diapers affect
good
my skin.
Good morning, this is Flo. Got the sound of the beat. Please leave a message and have a blessed day.
What's the percentage on that?
Flo. 100.
Flo. Seems as all the lotion
excuse
in
me,
the
Flo?
Land
can't come.
Does Nancy live with Flo? Is that possible?
Maybe that's what her friends call her.
Now, what are your percentages on these three numbers?
100.
Mark, that's 300%. It's impossible.
Well,
I don't like this song, by the way. As much as I love Matt Farley.
Well, this one.
I like it.
That's more to my liking.
Sounds like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Well, I just can't wait till I'm old enough. When I've reached the age where I won't be made fun of for wearing diapers.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Yeah, diapers.
I'm not feeling real confident about phone number three.
All right, forget it.
Oh, so sad back when I was three.
Diapers.
Do you guys remember, is our William Hung number his number?
Yes.
It is, okay. He might be a best shot.
The Hungers?
Yeah, what are we, what is there to talk to the Hunger about?
Hunger Games.
Oh, it's his birthday, that's right.
Besides his birthday.
Maybe he saw that. Is he Korean? He's Korean, right? William Hung? Or is he Chinese?
That's
I was
like
we could ask him about
name.
Parasite.
Is he Korean?
That sounds Chinese. But...
Let's see.
I think you're right. I think Hung is.
Yeah, let's tell it the Hunger. William Hung.
We could ask him about the British royal family for no reason.
You a big William Hung fan?
From Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. We can ask him about the protests in Hong Kong.
Close enough, yeah.
He's that's American. He was born here.
Yeah, but he follows Hong Kong news.
Okay, so what are we going to ask him again?
About the, well, we're going to wish him happy birthday.
He follows Hong Kong.
And then ask him about the Hong Kong protests. How come we don't hear about it anymore?
Oh, that.
Because of Iran.
That's a good point.
Is it still going on? I don't even know. We don't have internet.
Upstaged. And Australia.
Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and
I like his version of Rocket Man.
Like it bombs.
Like you comment on the movie.
Yeah, baby.
He could. I could
that's
find,
true.
Find out if he still plays this song in his sets.
You're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Oh. William Hung, happy birthday, my man. Hey, it's Drew and Mike show calling to wish you a happy birthday and wanted to ask you some important questions about what's going on with your career. Thanks, William, and happy birthday. Bye.
Bye.
Hope to forever.
Bye.
See you.
Call us.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Do you think he still plays the R. Kelly songs?
There's another good question for the Hungers.
I believe I can fly.
Hate the artist, not the art.
I believe. I think about it every night.
What do they think? Doubling his voice would make it sound better? It's ridiculous.
You a big William Hung fan?
Oh, he does Hotel California?
Nice.
Rising
up through the air. I'm ahead in the distance.
It's giving me anxiety.
What the fuck?
Can't take it.
It's so bad.
Out of here, Hung. Put calls back.
Okay, here's what I need to do right now is we need to get feedback because we love feedback. We always love feedback. Oh, I wanted to mention too, Maz came over today.
Yeah,
oh,
to pick
cool.
up his check, and
hey.
I hugged him on the way in, and I hugged him on the way out. And he seemed. Did you guys? You guys talked to Maz, didn't you?
Well, he yelled down before he's leaving. He's like, "Give me a call sometime." And he yelled back, "You didn't call me back last Wednesday."
Oh, Mark.
Yeah, he was moving in the other direction when he said, "Because I said, figured. Did Mark just make a smart ass comment?"
That's not a smart ass question. That wasn't a smart.
Well, no,
comment.
He didn't call you back, but
yeah,
I don't think he heard you.
Oh, he
didn't come down here either.
He was at the front door before.
He was headed toward the front door, and Mark yelled that.
Next,
I'm not sure he heard it. But anyway, so yeah, so that was nice. And he picked up his last check, and he was very chipper. I think he's enjoying what he's doing.
Posted today on Facebook that he is never going to leave the Drew and Mike family, so yay.
Well, you can't leave a family.
No.
No.
Yeah, and I did mention to him that we have some buffets to assault, and he agreed.
Cool.
Oh, he's
so good.
He's going to
so
take you
damn
with his
good.
Tickets.
He is, yeah. He renewed my tickets. I'm so happy.
The other piece of feedback so far, Renegade by Styx does rule.
That's horseshit.
By 51.4% to 48.6%.
Then I better vote.
I need to vote, too.
Anyways,
that
better
song.
Vote yes.
I hate that song. I hate that intro. The LRB intro I hate, and the Kansas intro. I hate them all. I don't know why.
Someone, a really sweet guy, he requested Lady.
Oh, by Styx?
Please play Lady
You're
for me.
My lady.
And I'm kind of like, oh, God. Oh. I don't want to say anything about his choice of.
I had a friend in high school.
Love songs.
Just say no.
Styx was a Styx was a Chicago band.
No.
So there was some local love for them, not for me.
Yeah.
But of course, they were a big Fantasy Park artist. When WDAI did their Fantasy Park concert. Which was playing all the band's songs off records, and then playing applause between the cuts.
That's right. That's so genius.
We're live from Fantasy Park. And I'm serious. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I said it before and I'll say it again. I thought that there was a live concert going on at Fantasy Park. I didn't know. I really did wonder, where's Fantasy Park?
You didn't know where it was?
Where's Fantasy Park? What's going on? Never heard of it.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like it's rocking, man. But, and me and my buddies... We actually had an argument about whether it was real, because some people were getting very suspicious. Including me, because I noticed I had live records by then, and I knew that, God, that just sounds exactly like the record. Is that really the live version? But it's like, oh, they couldn't broadcast from Fantasy Park all day. If they weren't in Fantasy Park, they would never lie to us on the radio.
I want to steal that idea. That's a great idea.
Going nuts for Lady, though.
They are. Anyway,
they opened up for Kiss one time, and it sucked!
One of my good friends in the Fantasy Park argument loved Styx. Loved Styx. And he loved that song. Wait, it wasn't a hit, I don't think. Lorelei? Is it? Oh. Lorelei, let's live together.
Oh, that song sucks too.
I think he wanted to live with a chick and boner, and that was the only reason he liked it. Like 14.
He just wanted a boner.
Yeah. Living he just figured if he lived with her, he'd boner. So he liked the song.
Thank God they had one cool song. Renegade.
Here's Styx. Wow, is this the Fantasy Park?
Yeah.
My friend must be in the crowd because there was a lot of excitement when the recognition factor hit.
They're chanting.
We're on the telephone.
She
sends me back. Tonight's the night she's moving in. I can hardly wait.
Oh,
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, he thought he was going to phone Lorelei. That's all it was. I can't even hear the song. The
crowd's going too ape.
Who cut off the hook? That was the fucking hook. Yeah! Living with a chick and getting boned!
Fucking shit.
His voice is so horrible.
But Renegade rules.
No, it doesn't.
It's the proof in the Twitter poll.
I wish you're on Facebook Live.
Oh,
right
my God,
now.
That's so right. That's
everyone
what I was going to do. I get distracted.
We can do it real quick.
No, it's okay. Lover's Lane now has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials, 35 store locations, loverslane.com or the all-new sexdrive.com. Yes, the boner line is coming right up. Brought to you by Lover's Lane. Don't forget they feature high-quality sex toys, fun and exciting couples toys and vibrators, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Oh, my God, the website. Very nice. Try something new in the bedroom to celebrate the new year. Check out sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane and the Boner Line.
Brandon, your recorded fart audio separated at birth was the beginning chords of Pantera's Walk. Dead ringer.
It's not bad. Who hears a riff when they hear a fart? That's pretty
hey, Drew,
cool.
You're talking about the fact that you need a beef. Off the top of my head, thinking of Rob Schneider.
I don't think he's number one on your list.
I don't care for that guy.
Awkward.
Drew was right. Send in the Canadian Mounties.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you?
Can we get a Righteous Rick update?
No.
Drew, per your suggestion, I started listening to Who Are These podcasts. Please do a show with him. Whether it's on yours or his, I feel like you would demolish some ridiculous podcast.
Maybe I'm just not up with the times, but who listens to podcasts?
Oh, come on now.
You made me think of another drinking game. Listen to the Morning Toast. Every time she says like, have a shot. You'll be hammered in no time.
Good morning, millennials.
Good luck with the podcast.
Audio separated at birth between the, your angry lady and the Long Johnson cat.
Whoa.
Oh, no, no.
You're angry.
So, yeah, I figured I'd call the boner / complaint line to complain about that all you guys ever talk about is comedy, politics, sports, R. Kelly, boners and farts, AB, the Black Crows, The Bachelor, True Crime, Blowing Out Bands.
It's a variety show. I do a little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
If Matt Farley is one-tenth of the gene away from Elton John, then Brandon is one-tenth of a gene away from Mr. Methane.
You're talking farts, you're talking my language. I love the game show buzzer fart. I love when Mike Clark farted at Trudy's belly button.
No American guy would ever
wish. For crying out loud.
And the subsequent slow mowing of it.
No American guy would ever wish for a love. That was aimed right at me. Its trajectory is right towards your belly button.
I love the Mike Clark duck impression fart. I love Miss Mina's fart. I love the one where the girl says, "You want to smell my ass?" Even Antonio Brown fart. You can tell he's forcing it. But I love the fucking Joe Dirt. I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Hey, man, you done with that apple car?
Oh, I'm done with that fart. You want that?
See you.
Okay, bye.
That's it. Very fart heavy today. Sorry about that. To all the haters.
The fart in Pantera.
I realize I need a Righteous Rick update.
Huh. Do you want to call him?
No, there has to be preparation.
So I have to call him and waste an hour of my life?
An egg timer has to be set up. Do we know?
I don't think he can talk about stuff yet.
Okay, just asking.
I wish.
He is on Facebook looking to fix something. He needs a plumber.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
water in
the only
basement.
Place to get a plumber is Facebook.
Or a roofer. I saw someone else need a roofer.
He shows the water coming through. Is that his basement? What is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody's got all of his paraphernalia, too.
Ooh.
He's a collector.
No,
he's got it up.
He's got that
higher.
Upstairs, right?
Yeah. Somebody commented that he must have been baby kicking it since water's coming in. Broken it.
Yesterday, that was it. On the way here, I almost crashed the car again when you were describing water.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It is so fucking water. Fuck you.
Water. All it tries to do is get into your house.
It does. It will find its way. There's many ways. Oh, well, you know, we tarred that up and we fixed that crack. And what the fuck is water doing in here?
Right.
You know who had a funny post is Joanna. Joanna?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from The Bounce.
Yeah.
From 105.1. Mm-hmm. Joanna showed where they cut a square out of the drywall to, I think it's to drain something. Uh-huh. And she said, you know, we've done this, we did that. I mean, it's like they've spent thousands of dollars to keep water from their basement, and it apparently got in
tremendous amounts of water.
Well,
she's so pissed she wants to move.
The great flood of, what was that, 2013? 2014, never forget.
Hashtag never forget.
August 11th.
Yeah, Robin Williams' unfortunate death day. Mm-hmm. I believe that she had a lot of feces
She was on vacation when it happened.
Oh,
and when she got home, she goes, "I went in the basement, and my furniture was floating."
Oh no! Oh god! In sewage?
In sewage.
Wait a minute.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's in Huntington Woods.
That's nice.
Hold the fucking phone here. every 2 years, I got to pay like $200 to some plumber to come out and make sure the backflow thing is adjusted in front. Okay, so why, if you have to get that done, is feces backing up into your house?
Great question.
Constantly. It seems as though, isn't that supposed to keep that from happening? Trudy, that feces doesn't back up into your...
You can get something that's like, I got a flap, so it goes in one direction.
Feces? Yeah, I thought it was called a
goes
toilet.
Out and
oh,
not back.
Yeah, but then but you send it to your neighbor's houses.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think you're supposed to put that.
No,
at
you're
least
not supposed
here.
To.
It's illegal,
but some people may
people
have
do.
Done it.
Oh, do you know some of these people?
I know somebody's done that.
Oh
boy!
What are you gonna do?
Oh boy!
You know, honestly, I cannot believe that there isn't something. Something in 2020 from an infrastructure standpoint, something that could be done to stop all these basements from flooding. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's 2020. I mean, we have incredible that we have nuclear bombs. We have really, we can't stop basements from flooding. Really?
I love when like, it was a once in an 88 year storm. I'm like, oh, okay. But the clock's restarted. They're okay, just, well, it's basically them saying, we're not going to be around in 88 years.
And then why don't you come clean this up since it's such a not a big deal?
My new favorite one is they're like, don't clear debris away from storm drains.
What? I was just going to do that. Why?
They say not to because it overwhelms the storm drains. And I'm like, well, that's a
problem. Don't play games
problem.
With it.
Right.
Why don't you fix the fucking storm drains? I don't want a bunch of water in the road when I'm driving.
Yeah, that's an infrastructure problem.
It's called Mother Nature.
I'm pretty certain there's something they could do.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's don't.
I can't do a thing, man.
Don't clear storm drains. We want your property to flood, not our property.
Don't raise my taxes
storm will
either.
Come, it will go.
Okay.
I don't understand it. Nobody understands it. I don't know. I don't know what we're going
to do. We have a situation where we're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms where you turn the faucet on in areas where there's tremendous amounts of water, where the water rushes out to sea because you could never handle it, and you don't get any water. You turn on the faucet, you don't get any water. They take a shower and water comes dripping out. It's dripping out very quietly, dripping out. People are flushing toilets
really
10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once. They end up using more water. So EPA is looking at that very strongly, at my suggestion. You go into a new building or a new house or a new home, and they have standards on where you don't get water. You can't wash your hands practically. There's so little water comes out of the faucet. And the end result is you leave the faucet on and it takes you much longer to wash your hands. You end up using the same amount of water. So we're looking at very seriously at opening up the standard.
Is he medicated for this?
And there may
is
be some areas where we'll go the other route, desert areas. But for the most part, you have many states where they have so much water that it comes down. It's called rain. And they don't know what to do with it. So
boy,
we're going to be opening
is.
Up that, I believe. And we're looking at changing the standards very soon.
What? Wasn't wow. this oh, wasn't this one of those meetings where everybody stands around him?
Yes.
And you look to scan the faces behind him yes. to see
oh,
who
boy.
Can't keep their composure.
That was, I think that was the weirdest 90 seconds of Trump I've seen yet.
Yeah.
There was other news today, and this was actually the top trending story at one point. Cardi B has announced that she is going back to school, and she thinks she wants to run for Congress.
Cool.
Now, I all immediately right. thought she should go to CMU. AB's going there. He's in good standing. It's a great institution.
Yeah.
Seems to be, I don't know. Or, wait a second. Cardi B, when she says she's going back to school, how old is she, 26?
I don't know how old she is.
She's
sure.
She's a multi-millionaire. When she says I'm going back to school, does that mean she's going back to school like Kim Kardashian, where you don't really go to school, but you still get the degree?
Does she have a... Did she graduate high school? I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick. I really don't know.
I'm going to say no.
350 million people, and that's the best we can do.
But Kim Kardashian can get a law degree without graduating from college.
Yeah.
And without going to law school.
Yeah, 4 half-assed states.
Fuck.
Nice states.
She went to the Renaissance High School for Musical Theater and Technology, as well as the Vocational High School. Herbert H. Lehman.
Did she graduate? Ah.
It doesn't say that she didn't.
Because didn't she start stripping pretty quick?
Wait,
she began stripping at age 19.
Okay, so
wait, she went
graduated.
To a performing arts high school?
Wow.
That's correct.
Did she go to the guidance counselor and said, you know, I think stripping more so than any of these performing arts that you've been working on?
Well, you got to remember that...
That is a performing art, Drew.
When she was like 15, 16, 17, she was in the Bloods, so she was probably getting guidance from the leaders of the Bloods as well.
See.
So they probably pointed her in that direction.
Oh, they have guidance counselors?
They do.
Wow, they've got everything.
You know,
guess
gangs-
what, guys? I gotta take a fart.
Usually their guidance, though, Trudy, is they just tell you what you're gonna do.
Oh. Well, that's good. Then you don't have to
less
think.
Less thinking.
I have to admit, since I read the story about the prison in Mississippi, where the inmates are literally running the asylum.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were, I think, five people killed, or was it six people killed in a relatively short period of time. And I read about this, I'm going, wait. You have license to lock people up 24 hours a day, and you can't control this place? That I mean, I've never understood. I could go back to Locked Up Abroad when I saw the Japanese prison where they make people march. And they had no problem. There were no gangs in that prison. There were no drugs in that prison. I mean, how the fuck do you get all this heroin in these joints and, you know, anybody will tell you, oh, yeah, I can get any drug in there. I was dealing coke for a while. Like, first of all, how do you deal drugs in prison? And second of all, how do people have money for cocaine?
Yeah.
How do these people have so much fucking money?
They have jobs. I think it's a barter system.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But somebody has money. Somebody has to have money because you can't barter for cocaine.
Well, they have
jobs.
I mean,
from the outside.
They have jobs. They get paid like 5 cents
a
day.
Oh, 11 cents an hour. I mean,
prison rules.
I never understood that. And then the place in Mississippi, it was like, you're talking about how, well, that, you know, the Bloods and the Brothers and this group, you know, they were fighting over this and the Hispanic gang was fighting. And it was like, but they know all this. They know everything. They seem to know what the disputes are about and they have license to lock them up around the clock. So
good.
What the fuck? I mean, is that mystify anyone besides me how this happens?
No, that's
well. We all know it's
insane.
Because 65% female guards, right?
Oh, blame us.
Well, that was a funny thing to find
out. We're too permissive.
No, I'm just kidding. Why don't they just let them run the prisons?
Well, they have a lot of guards.
Get everybody else out.
You know, this part I do understand is when you know guards who aren't paid shit and are dealing with these incredibly rough people, they start taking. You know, yeah, give me $50, I'll allow you to do that, or, you know, this person can come in, we won't frisk them. You know, it's sort of like these people running these towns in Mexico who the cartels are paying them, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars to leave them alone. How many people can turn that down?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wouldn't.
I mean, how does Mexico solve that problem? I can't even imagine. And the gangs, the 7 Mile Gang,
oh, around
that
here.
That long story that was written in the paper.
News? Yeah.
Yeah. Who wrote this story? Was it?
Oh, was it George Hunter? It wasn't George Hunter.
No, I don't think it was George. I think it was the.
Robert Snell.
I think it was Robert Snell.
Oh, great writer.
Really good story. And, you know, they're essentially telling you everyone who's in the gang, what they do, who they've killed. And I'm just it's like the mob.
Yeah.
They know everything. They know who the capos are. They know they know everything, and yet there's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop it.
The earth will revolve around the sun.
I mean, it's sort of like Scientology, because Scientology, there's no way to stop that either.
No.
Because they have so much money, and they're so litigious that nobody wants to serve them.
You need evidence, man, I guess. Enough to convict.
Did Teresa write that? Baldus?
For the Free Press?
Uh-huh.
The 7 Mile story?
I think the big one was in the news.
Oh, okay. She wrote a follow-up.
She writes a lot.
She writes
a lot
of great stuff.
Yeah.
Stella has her Christmas lights up.
Teresa has her Christmas lights up? Isn't there somebody else who maybe would be responsible for taking it down? Somebody who isn't working anymore?
No, he puts it all on her.
Someone who's jobless?
He said she puts them up and she takes them down.
Ooh.
And they stay up until one of the daughter's birthdays.
I don't know how she is doing for all these great stories she's writing. Kind of responsibility around the house. Jeez.
I
wonder notes never get written.
Isn't that an effort and futility, putting your Christmas lights up and then taking them down? Why don't you develop Christmas lights that can stay up all year and then you turn them on?
Well, I mean,
you know, how many problems do we just never solve? Flooding basements, Christmas lights you have to put up and take down.
I mean, you could be one of those lazy people that just takes the projection lights.
That's true. Yeah, that does solve it.
And that's now funny. I figured it out, Mark. So Teresa Baldus is writing the notes. And she's so busy Christmas lights, all her stories, that she just can't get around to it.
I think you're right. I mean, she should write the notes next week.
The Soul of Detroit does have three shows up now, and we'll create a new show tomorrow.
Yes. Cool. Well, wait, tomorrow? No.
Oh, Wednesday.
Well, tomorrow when people are listening to this,
yeah. And there's a new No BS News show out, too. And he did Facebook Live for the whole show, and I've been on it twice now when he's doing it, just commenting, which is kind of fun. I know. I'm upstairs.
Oh, commenting on the
Facebook Live.
Okay.
And he had 20,000 views 1 week, and I think he's got 16,000 this week or something like that, which is really phenomenal.
I'm a little worried, because in ML, we did the most recent one on Facebook Live, and he wants to do it again. The problem is he likes to respond to the commenters on the podcast, like during the Facebook Live.
Well, if they're...
No, but it's usually just, hi.
Okay, well, yeah, he's new at this.
I know, but I was talking to Zoovs about it.
Is he just too nice?
Yes, he is. He can absorb a lot of information at one time.
He does. You know, I told him this. I said, ML, your mind works so quickly, it doesn't matter what someone says to you, the analogy joke comes right out. Yeah. It's like, I'm like, how did he think of that so fast? Because it's amazing. He's like, bam! So I was trying to tell him to, you know, why don't you skip the analogy joke once in a while, like when we're asking you how you felt about leaving Fox 2, which we all really wanted to know. And then he went into an explanation. First, he probably made a joke. And then he explained that he really couldn't talk about it, so he was trying to kind of avoid it. But he is, if you listen to him, it's amazing. I mean, follow the bouncing ball. He has got a lot going on up there.
He does. Yeah. Oh, he does.
He really does.
If you could just write the notes in a timely fashion.
I know.
He's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Stop laying it on.
You can't just write notes willy-nilly.
Oh.
Stop laying it on Teresa. Jeez. there was a really interesting story today, and because I've so many stories like this that we talk about, and I just scratch my head because, you know, it's become pretty clear that the platforms, you know, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or anything, any of the platforms, they have no responsibility, you know, none for whatever. We just made it. We're not responsible for what's on it. We made it. We created this great technology, and we're working on it. I know somebody murdered 50 people on here the other day, and we're trying to put a stop to that if we can.
They're basically a printing press.
Yeah, with no responsibility, though. No responsibilities like publishers have. So you get all these, you know, I thought that was a great story the other day about the woman who has the restaurant blog, and her 9-year-old takes a picture of her eating, and somebody makes a joke, takes a picture of the 9-year-old taking her picture, sends it to Barstool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barstool makes a big joke. And 3 million people see it, and she's like, wow, 3 million people are making fun of me and my kid, and I'm pissed. And I understood where she's coming from, because she may be at a public restaurant, but I do think, even though you may not have an expectation of privacy, should you have to have an expectation that 3 million people might be making fun of you when you're not really doing anything?
No.
But did anybody know who she was? Not that, I don't know how much that matters.
But it's how, you know... Does she suffer because of it? Because
that's what
people
I'm wondering.
Say,
does she
hey,
suffer?
Look at this casino. People always go, oh, my God, these people are making so much money. Look at this. Yeah. You know, they have to stuff it in the person who will be most offended's face.
Right.
That's just the rules now. I don't know why people do that, by the way.
How harmed was she?
How?
I mean, how harmed was that lady?
Oh, I don't know. Who can say?
I mean, nobody knew who she was till she sued, right? She wasn't doxxed in the process.
The people that...
I'm not saying it's right.
I
mean, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I can't answer that.
Like the guy that, you know, the best video ever, the guy that took the dump in the parking lot and just kept walking that looked like Cartman.
That's awesome. Awesome.
No one knows who he is, and people ridicule that.
How embarrassing.
Well, he took a dump in a parking lot. I mean,
How about this one? Nobody knows who the guy that gave the okay sign at the Cubs game is. No one knows who he is. So
they are very embarrassed.
How damaged is he?
You know, the thing at the Naval Academy. Or was it the Army fans at the Army-Navy game?
Yeah.
And these guys are doing this. And, you know, immediately, of course, people are like, oh, my God, there's white supremacists in the Army. And, you know, and those guys were being identified. And they did an investigation. Mm-hmm. And they said, they're playing the circle game.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone who knows anything about that knows what the circle game is. And there's this assumption that as soon as the upside down okay sign, which, I mean, how the fuck could this ever happen? It means you're a white supremacist, and everyone's supposed to know that immediately. I mean, if you don't know it, then, and you're playing the circle game, you're a racist, and you're fired, you're kicked out of Wrigley Field, whatever. I mean, it's literally, there's so many fucking rules. How is anyone, I mean, shouldn't we all be notified daily of the new rules? You know, the okay sign, you know this?
Yeah.
The okay sign, normal, not upside down. That is being used by white supremacists now. Yeah. The regular old okay sign.
Really? Yeah.
So.
Hey, when was the last time you said okay that way, though?
Okay.
It's not real common, but.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. They will, but I think the what's funny about it is they'll hijack anything. I mean, could they technically hijack I love you?
Sure.
I mean, why not?
I don't know if it's on
brand. If white supremacists start saying it, then how can anyone else say it?
Oh, good question.
If it's code, you know, or ILU or I heart whatever, oh, that's a white supremacist thing. I mean, that's what the 4chan people, they were trying. It was satire.
Yeah.
And
it worked.
And everybody says, yeah, well, it worked. It works a lot better when people go, oh, my God, look at that racist. You know, the guy who doesn't read everything and has no fucking idea that the circle game is now a white supremacist sign.
But it all depends on who you are because, you know, we got Steph Curry who's got a brand and that okay sign is the symbol of his company.
I think it depends on the context as well.
Steph Curry's a
But no one
racist?
Ever looks for it.
White supremacist?
Well, what's the context when you're doing it?
No one cares because the outrage always wins the day.
Shouldn't people just try to be immune to dipshits?
No,
you know,
never.
As a general rule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go, no, I'm not going to get sucked into that.
I agree.
Business.
I totally agree. So anyway, you know, on the topic of the platforms and what's going on there, and so often you see things, you know, we talk about 14 and 15-year-old girls and all the shit that comes at them and how disgusting it is and how creepy these fucking guys are. And it reminds me, I was watching this true crime story the other day, and it was about this husband that was murdered by his wife. He was married to this girl. They met as teenagers. She got pregnant at 17 or something.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Another teenager making a terrible life choice.
They have three kids. And then he turns getting close to 40. And I guess, you know, they didn't have much in common anymore. You know, they're 17 and she's pregnant. It's like, what the, you know, we have to get married. We're going to have this kid and we're going to do the best we can. And he had worked hard, and she, you know, obviously being that young and having little kids so fast, she did a great job too, but they just weren't a couple anymore. So they split up. He meets this girl that's like 25 and significantly hotter. Anyway,
how rich is this guy?
He wasn't loaded.
Okay.
But this woman wants to have a baby, of course. And so she has this kid, and his grown kids are saying that, oh, my God, she was so attached to her mother. I mean, her mother, we had to watch her one day, and her mother was a half an hour away, and she just starts, this kid's like 6 or 7. She's screaming, throwing a tantrum. I need my mom, I need my mom. You know, it was one of those things where they were way too close. You know, they're best friends, quote, unquote. And so anyway, the
Hi,
mother,
mommy.
The mother and the father, the guy that's remarried and the young mother, they start having arguments over this kid all the time because, you know, he'll say, hey, you know, shut off the lights, time to go to bed. And she'd say, I don't have a bedtime. And then, you know, the mom would say, she doesn't have a bedtime. What are you doing telling her to go to bed? You know, one of those. So
I guess mom do knows best.
Anyway, the whole thing blows up when he comes home and his wife is watching, I think they're watching a movie or something. And there's his 14-year-old daughter with her boyfriend who has his arm around her. And he's looking at this guy going, wait a second. He's got a fucking mustache.
What?
And he's like, yeah, I'm seeing your daughter, but you know, and just says, how old are you? And he goes, 27.
Oh, holy.
How old is this kid?
What? It's like, what the fuck? Get out of here.
That mustache.
And with that, of course, the daughter and the mother are like, what are you doing? They're in love. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
what is wrong with this lady?
Who could? But it happens all the time. With a lot
do
of these,
you remember any names? I want to see what these people look
like.
Yeah,
but the law is on his side.
I'll find it, though.
All right.
Yeah, the law's on his side. But the mother is like, oh, my daughter met someone nice, and she's really mature for her age. And
hey, I told you three times already. The law's on my side.
I mean, you know how many teenage pregnancies are 15-year-olds with guys who are 23, 22? I mean, that is not unusual at all. It's commonplace. And then at that point, when there's a baby now, it's like, well, we don't want to get him thrown in jail.
Yeah.
So nobody says anything.
Sure.
You know, or it's a low income, you know, situation where they feel there's just no solutions. And anyway.
That's a great idea.
So with all this madness going on, I don't know what that had to do with social media. Oh, I was just talking about young females. Anyway, and all their problems with social media, which I'm just convinced it's like it's just part of life now. But here's a story that I actually like the outcome of this. I hate the story, but okay, there's this guy, and he's working in the mining and investment industry, and he meets this girl, and they like each other. They start dating. She's a blogger, and she's an Instagram influencer with 17,000 followers. Well, they date for a month. They split up, and they're still sort of, you know, and they get back together, and they date for another 6 months, and you know, it's a significant relationship. Well, they break up for the second time, and when that happens, this guy, who happens to be divorced, and he has an ex-wife and a daughter.
Nice.
Well, complicated. I didn't know there were these such things, but there are STD registries where, you know, people
great
will go,
guy.
You know, I dated so-and-so and she has an STD and she didn't tell me. And, ooh, you know, he has an STD. Here's his name and watch out for this guy. I think that's what it is.
That's weird.
Because all of a sudden his name shows up on this STD registry. And then he notices
you should get tested, bro.
There are other posts with his name claiming he has these STDs.
Oh, see where this is going.
You got hepatitis.
And then that he's an alcoholic, that he's a cheater. And these are being posted by all these obtuse people. Like, who's that? What is that? What's that?
Sounds like a work
person.
Instagram influencer.
Exactly.
Whew, my dick is on fire.
Then there's more posts about his ex-wife and his daughter. And this guy's just pulling his hair out. He's like, what the fuck is going on? And he thinks he knows because he starts asking her, you know, do you know anything about this? Are you doing this? And she ends up saying via text message that she's going to repost some of the things
that
she posted.
Nice. Great,
and
great.
Sounds like we both got pussy problems.
So he hires someone to cleanse all these posts.
Yeah. Costs
him,
really?
Yeah. $30,000.
Wow, he scrubbed the internet. That's pretty cool.
To scrub, yeah. And
what school do you go to learn how to do that?
Well, I don't
Kevin
know. Good
Belson's,
question.
Kevin Belson's Tethic School.
He also hires an investigator who identifies, who detects that all these posts coming from all these people, they all go back to her URL. Mm. It's her.
Oh, God.
So he takes her to court for libel or defamation? I guess it was, I want to say they said it was libel. And the judge came down hard on her and said, you know, this is one of the most vicious things I've ever seen. And he won $200,000 in damages.
Whoa.
And he won $30,000 to reimburse him for the money he spent scrubbing.
Oh, in your face, bitch.
And on the internet. Yeah. So
please tell me she has money.
You know, that's a good question. Well, she's an influencer. In fact, why don't you look her up? Her name is Noelle Halcrow, H-A-L.
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
C-R-O-W, H-A-L-C-R-O-W, Noelle, N-O-E-L-L-E. She's a fashion stylist, blogger, designer, defying age through style and fashion.
Here she
well,
is.
That's unique.
I don't think you'll be defying age forever, honey.
She's not as young as I thought she'd be.
That's her?
Yeah.
She needs to go fix her...
I was expecting like a 18 to neck. 25.
I kind of thought so, too. Yeah.
That's a really dumb shirt.
Things that really matter.
I know. Why is she an influencer? Why would anybody follow this dope?
Looking by her age, she's probably first.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a stupid dress. what a stupid dress.
Well, that certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
But yeah, here she is, and she's still, you know, throwing ads out.
Oh, nice.
Because she has 18,000 followers. So if you're over that 10K mark, you get to have some sponsorships on Instagram.
So every cent that she makes, she's got to give to him? That would be cool, right?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
She has to keep influencing.
Oh, God.
But she's got to pay back.
What an idiot.
I know. But how disturbing that this guy has to go to all this trouble. I mean, this goes on and on and on. I mean, this is over years. And he has to take her to court. And what about people who don't have the resources this guy had? You know?
By the way, this influencer only has 18,000 followers.
Yeah, really.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, you said that?
But
I'm sorry.
Anything over 10, you're considered an influencer, and you can get ads like she does.
Speaking of followers, let me check out that story. That'll make your heart smile.
Yeah, somebody sent me this today.
I am nothing without my following.
Brandon, can you go on Farrah Abraham's Instagram? I'm just curious. And her Twitter, too, because she's got a Twitter account, right? And she tweeted out her shit?
I'm sure her daughter has one, too.
Of course.
Fucking daughter.
I mean,
her daughter owns a furniture store.
Yeah, her daughter's on Cameo, as is Farrah. And I believe Michael is on Cameo as well, which...
People
we have a number for Michael.
Cannot be buying those. They can't be.
Do you have any interest in calling Michael Abraham?
Considering all of our numbers have worked fantastic today.
Dina Lowen worked.
That's true.
We could. Sure. You really think it's his number?
Positive.
Oh, here they go. Watch these girls dance. Sophia's like 30 now.
The good renegade song.
Mark, shut up.
Hey, Brandon, what's her engagement like? Does she have lots of engagement?
Yeah. I mean,
Michael,
250,000 views on her videos, 500,000 views on her videos. She's got, tons of engagement. Tons.
Well, she's an influencer.
Yeah. And
good God.
I will say this. I mean,
yeah.
She looks pretty good. Dude.
She's pretty good.
Well, she's a gamer.
She sure is.
She's a backdoor teen mom.
Oh my God. Two times over.
I honestly thought she was prettier before all of this crazy stuff.
Well, she went too extreme.
She's very pretty.
Does she sell her products independently, or are they sold?
You mean the molds of her vagina? Are those the products you're talking about?
Yes.
I don't know. We could ask her dad.
Look at how she decorates Christmas trees, by the way.
What her lingerie. Good for her.
She's got a nice body.
Now her dad, how many followers do you think her dad has on Twitter?
Oh, Jesus Christ. 50,000.
How many do you have?
12,300.
He's got 13,900.
Fuck. I quit. That's it. I'm done. Done.
Star of the original Teen Mom, father to Farrah Abraham, a.k.a. Michael and Sweet Sophia's grandpa.
Michael.
Why do 13,000? Why would 13,000 people follow him?
It's a parody account. Sorry.
Okay.
The parody account has...
Well, more
I'll
if you want to make
real
fun
one.
Of Farrah.
Anyway, the news is...
His Twitter account was suspended.
Ex-teen mom Farrah Abraham loses 80,000 more Instagram followers. And this is someone who is an influencer. She had 2.2 million followers. And that dropped in the last couple months of 2019 by, I guess, about 50,000. 30,000, and then it kept dropping. She lost another 80,000 in January so far, and she's now at 2.09 million. So you're supposed to be going up.
Why is she losing, though?
Because it's fake followers that are being purged.
Oh, okay.
That's what I imagine.
And she's a nobody anymore.
And she's a zero. She's not on TV anymore. I mean, do people really follow Janelle Evans' Twitter?
No.
That dope.
Yeah, but look at, she's got her hair upside down on her head, and she's wearing a see-through tank top with side boob. She's trying really hard.
No, she is. She gives up her body. And that's pretty much, if you do that and people know who you are, you will get lots of followers. That's the easiest way to get followers, isn't it really?
Like my body.
I mean, as pathetic as that is.
Yeah.
That's why I was surprised there was a documentary on, I think it was on Netflix, and I think we talked about it, and you guys might have seen it, or maybe you saw it, Mark. It was about people putting all their life on Instagram, and then, of course, being so surprised when weirdos enter their world.
Yeah.
And one of the girls had been doing, like, these salacious pictures when she's, like, 14, 15, and she was 16, and she posts every day in bikinis and stuff. And all these weird dudes start, you know.
What a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, really? And I thought, why would her parents want her? I mean,
I don't know.
Why? She's really hot. I mean, she was beautiful. But she's fucking, she's a teenager. I don't know. I'm probably heading into okay boomer territory, so I'll just say, hey, you know, whatever.
Okay boomer.
Something that's
okay boomer. Hi, guys. My name is Michael Abraham. You've seen me from 16 and pregnant on MTV, Teen Mom OG.
Oh, can you just name one of the fucking shows, you dope?
Like to give a special
I'm Farrah's dad.
To loved ones. Let it be a birthday, anniversary, heck, wedding greetings, even
does
a Christmas
he have,
present.
Has he done
love
some?
To do those. Also, if you know a new teen mom that needs a little positivity, that's a great shout out. Or even a
there's
new
no
baby
positivity in your teen mom world. Your daughter hates you.
Just some
she's loaded now, though.
Responsible. I'm your guy.
Mark, is he making cameos?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hey, Christina, this is Michael Abraham.
Oh, God.
Hey,
hey, my daughter has a fake vagina.
Renee, and a big shout out, thank you to Renee also. If when you see
I'm going to send you a mold of my daughter's vagina.
Do you think he has
just
mold
for buying a cameo.
You
know
that we're thinking about boxes you. Of molds in his base, probably. Moved.
From the Abraham
I think he's
family.
Used one.
I talked to Sophia and
Farrah see how much it's
and
like
my new wife, Amy. You probably saw Amy on the show.
No.
They all said hello.
Hey, at least he's putting some time into it. Christmas I mean, we've all spaced out.
Right. Okay, can we call this dork?
So you take care.
Jeez.
It's interested in this cameo.
Hey, Jackie.
Life.
Oh my God.
Casey asked me to give
Casey,
you a little note.
Casey, what are you doing?
First of all,
why,
I
Casey?
I want to send all the Abraham love to both you guys. And,
but you don't even have love in your family.
To be able to give you this message.
His sperm but, created the
Michael.
Person who...
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, is this Michael?
Who's speaking?
It's the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit. We just saw you on Cameo. And we wanted to ask you a couple questions about Cameo.
Who are you?
This is Drew. We're the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
Well, I don't live in Detroit, man, so you got to give me more information than that.
Well, we've seen the program. We're certainly aware of Farrah, and
she made us a cameo once.
She did. Yeah, play the cameo. Play Farrah's cameo.
We're big cameo fans. We're part of the cameo family.
Hey, Drew. I wanted to say hi to Mags and Layla, your puppies. And this is Blue. Blue says hi, too.
Oh, rest in peace, Blue.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know, haters are haters, but I love you and all your support. So, thank you so much, Drew. Have a great night.
Anyway, we saw this cameo and some of the people that were on it, and we were looking to call some people and find out if it's how is it as a venture? Is it working out for you?
No, it's really good. And Drew, I could send you a link or whatever. The fun thing is, I mean, sounds like you're in the entertainment business.
Yes.
You know, it gives you an opportunity. And again, I'm not a paid endorser from those guys, but it gives if you're in entertainment or whatever, reality TV gives you an opportunity for your fans and followers to basically engage with you. So yeah, it's a really
good
thing.
That's great. Hey, Michael, how many cameos? Do you do a lot of cameos? I mean, do you do say 20, 30 a week or something?
Not that much, but like over the holidays, I did a whole bunch of them. You know, 30, 40 of them. So.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
We were watching the intro video. You know, you mentioned you did 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom and VH1's Couple Therapies and WeTV's Marriage Boot Camp and Teen Mom OG. Which show is your favorite?
That's so funny.
I love my folks at MTV, but I tell you what, the WeTV Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars Family Edition, probably my favorite.
Yeah.
We were one of four families just to do that the first time.
Who are the other three?
I don't know. We had Mike the Situation. We had Kendra Wilkerson and Chad Johnson.
Kendra Wilkerson.
Chad Johnson.
Wow. Kendra's relationship worked well.
Ocho Cinco?
Yes. Chad,
I didn't realize he was hurting that bad.
Are you still friends with all of them? He's on Cameo.
Chad, I know.
Chad,
he's hurting bad.
Yeah, and so is Mike. You know, Mike's on there. I think Kendra was on there. Maybe she dropped off. But, no, we still keep in touch. You know, I mean, you know, most people, you know, they watch that show, they thought it was a bunch of craziness, like a lot of reality is. But, you know, for most of us, it was real.
Yeah, you got a lot out of it, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, you guys seemed a lot closer afterwards.
Yeah.
That's great.
They did really well.
That's excellent.
And how's Farrah doing these days?
Farrah and Sophia are doing superb. You know, Farrah's continuing her education. Sophia's still in school, even though she has a very active YouTube channel and her endorsements. But they're living the American dream and pursuing their desires.
Yeah, she's done really well. I know at least certainly her movies have done well and toys and whatnot. It's a strange path to success, but she's found her way.
Is the furniture still open? Sophia's furniture?
Most people will know that I've been a business consultant for like 20 years besides my tech business. But Farrah is hard, you know, be an absentee owner, manager of a company. So those three businesses are long gone. But they're, she has other activities.
Did she sell them? Did she get them to a certain point and sell them to make more money?
She sold one of them, and the other two were just closed.
Oh, I see. And Sophia, you said she has a YouTube channel?
Yes, she does.
Oh,
wow. How many? Does that have a lot of viewers?
More than probably all of us combined.
Wow. How about that? Well, you know, there was a story today, and Andy, you know how the media can be, is about that Farrah has lost 80,000 more Instagram followers, and I thought, that's strange. What it did something happen where people stopped following her for some reason? Was there a controversy?
No, it's the trade legs trying to make a controversy out of that.
Oh, it's fake news?
Is it fake?
I would say it's fake news, but the bottom line is if you really know how social media works and if you are a celebrity or a personality, you know, there are good followers and there are bad followers. A lot of followers get on just to spread hate.
Oh. And some bots, too, maybe.
Trolls.
Maybe some bots,
yep,
possibly.
And there's bots. And just fake. Like about 4 months ago, the story hit the screen again. And again, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all of them, they go through those, all the accounts, including yours and mine, to see if they're real.
Mr. Abraham, do you have a Twitter account?
I did, but unfortunately about 4 years ago, because the haters got crazy, I got crazy.
Wait, there's a story there. What happened?
As the story goes, you can say whatever you want about my daughter. We're strong. We have strong faith. But once you start messing with my granddaughter, come on down to Austin. Let's do a face-to-face.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're going to beat him up?
Wow.
Violence.
Get him.
Who would pick on a young child like that? That's crazy.
A lot of children.
Well, she does have 18,500 subscribers on YouTube.
Hey. Is that right?
Yeah, and she cranks out content.
So she puts herself out there. So some people might say fair game. I don't know. Apparently not you. Yeah. But anyway, this is all great information.
Does Sophia call you Michael, though, or does she call you Grandpa?
She calls me Grandpa.
No, because Farrah always called you Michael on the show, and I don't know.
That's an old story. Farrah still calls me Michael. You know,
are you your stepfather?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm father.
But
there are a lot of blood fathers where people get into, you know, when people mature, even when they're younger, they call their parents.
Yeah,
Gary Condit's kids call him Gary.
Yeah, the former senator.
Had
the affair with Chandra Lee.
One example out of 5 billion people.
Yeah.
But it does happen.
But the good thing is, I mean, just Google it. There's a bunch of stories out there. But her mom would call me Michael, and it was a sore spot. Farrah calls me Dad. She calls me Father.
Father.
sometimes she calls me Michael. I'm just glad she calls
As long as she calls, yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, Michael, I tell you what, this has been educational. Thanks. It's great to see you're on Cameo, having all the success, and keep it up.
Congratulations.
If you can, send me a link. You got my number here.
Send me a link
so I can check this out if you air this. Okay?
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Michael.
And next time, give me a heads up, man. We'll really talk.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
It's all right, buddy.
Okay, Michael.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to my channel today. I'm going to be showing you guys my new Chanel stuff that
Enough.
I got with Mama. So we decided.
I hate to even ask about the comments, but I'll ask.
I bet you they're off.
They are turned off.
You don't talk about Michael's granddaughter.
Or he'll fight you?
Even though, as some people say, she just put herself out there.
Well, some people do say that.
It was hard not to laugh out loud when you said that.
It's just, but again, why do people, why are there so many trolls? Why?
Well, some trolls do it for the fun of it, like people that write to David Hogg.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Some people that we know very well.
And Alyssa Milano.
He did do Alyssa Milano, too.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Is that a new one?
Bentley's Twitter has just been on
fire. He's going to get our show canceled.
He's going to get doxxed. He's going to get fired from his real job.
Okay.
His original tweet about David Hogg was just funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was funny.
And I told him, why don't you write on there, what's more important, the movement or the man?
Who came after him? How many people came after him?
A lot of people. What happened? Hogg put out a new picture of himself for 2020, like new year, new look, and Jim wrote, you look great, you're growing up to be a beautiful woman. And ooh. Oh, man, were the floodgates open.
Oh. Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people, but well, he also had a lot
of responses. I'm just curious as to
he had over 2,000 likes on that tweet.
He had a lot of engagement,
and it was picked up on a couple news stories. They used Bentley's tweet.
What? No way! What news?
I gotta find them.
Oh, come on!
This is what's so ridiculous. People probably think it's a real tweet from someone who cares, and we know it's Jim and doesn't care about anything.
Here's the headline. David Hogg unveils new year, new look, and the mockery goes on for days. And then you scroll down, and the first example, hey, look at good. You're growing up to be such a stunning woman. Jim Bentley.
Who did the story?
This is BizPack Review.
Oh, once you're published in BizPack Review.
We get in BizPack Review.
He's published.
It was published on Twitter.
Brandon, can you read some of the comments after Jim posted that?
Yeah, I got to find it.
Supportive and negative.
Let's just say Jim's profile picture, which is him and his son.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Reese took a pounding.
And then Jim piled on.
From Jim.
Nice going, Jim.
And Jim piled on his own son.
Wait. So people who are outraged by him making a joke about David Hogg pounded
on
Jim's
little
5-year-old.
Cute little kid.
So that's really making a point.
Here's one response. Heard der, good one, Jim. Did you tell the other toothless yokels in the trailer park that one yet? They'll love it. And I think Jim responded to him by saying, they can't read or write, so I didn't bother telling them.
Jim, he looks stunning. Your comments are a reflection of your own insecurities.
Oh, my God. Oh.
The kid had the dodge bullets at school. You think a puerile joke is going to hurt him? He's 1,000 times more the man than you are, moron. To which Jim responded, no intention of harm, just words. Seem like they hurt you more than him.
Here's another girl.
Can I just say a fine point here? Was he dodging bullets at school?
Well, I mean, according to Peter Haskett, who replied underneath that.
Wait, Peter Haskett? That's Ray.
Yeah, no, he lives
on
Twitter. Peter.
That's Peter.
Peter. Peter Haskett
just... Don't call me good night, you doctor.
he just responded with a picture of Keanu Reeves from The Matrix dodging bullets.
Can't do it. You are lying.
But here's my favorite one. Okay, go ahead, Marine.
You're so cool. And then Jim responds, you don't have to tell me twice, but if you did, I'd be flattered. Oh, boy.
I hope your son comes out as gay to you when he's older. Maybe he'll stop being such a prick. To which Jim responded, is there something wrong with that if he does?
Oh, good comeback.
Ooh.
But the best one of all is the guy said something along
the
line.
Wait, there's something. That's terribly un-PC to wish gayness on someone.
Yeah.
On their child.
So it's an affliction.
Yeah.
Your kid's head literally looks like the result of eating gushers, so I wouldn't be judging anyone's appearance if I were you.
Ooh.
What's a gusher?
Fruit
snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
hey,
here's another one. You're an asshole, Jim, in case no one's ever told you. And then Jim wrote back, you are what you eat, right? And the guy responded with the gif of Stanley from The Office, the black guy, like, rolling his eyes. And Jim wrote, that's cultural appropriation, sir.
Wow.
How much fun did Bentley have with this?
Almost as much fun as the last time he trolled the guy under Michael Rothstein's Twitter.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I think we should
saw him win that argument.
I think we need, Brandon, after the outro, we need to play some Ray and Pete.
That'd be great.
Anything.
A long time.
Of course, I love when he calls the police. Ray doesn't know how to call the police.
Anyone knows how to do the police.
Any idiot knows. You dial 911.
What a great actor he was.
And then when Peter gets on the phone,
I know he's listening.
I am
in.
Not drunk as hell.
Drew, I can't believe we're this far in. We haven't done anything about the Royal Watch.
I know. Oh. I think we should give him a day off.
I know, but Inside Edition had a great breakdown of the summit.
Well, we can watch the Inside Edition story.
There's a British troop really mad and disgusted at him.
Oh, you know what? I will speak on the royal situation because, you know, I'm asking you guys now. They were suggesting that the real reason that Meghan just, this is so toxic, she can't take it, is because of racism.
What?
I have read nothing but love for her. I mean, until she became a total beast.
No, see this.
I mean, I can't imagine anyone who more people are pulling for, excited for, happy for. I mean, the wedding, oh my God. I didn't, you know, and maybe I'm just got blinders on or something, but I wasn't aware. Was she getting whacked for being black? I did not know that.
I didn't think so.
From who? And
They said the British press. And well, then they said that the royal family is very sexist. And it's like, wait a second.
You didn't know this going
in? You tell me that you are marrying into the royal family and you don't know anything about it. First of all, you're one of the most, you'll become the most entitled person, one of the most entitled people in the world. You're given everything. People kiss your ass nonstop and you're complaining about a little sexism within the family.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What a charmed life. Two pieces of news. I don't know which UK paper said this, but it was her decision, obviously, to make Harry leave. She said she wants to leave. She told him, "It's not working for me." That's the quote.
By the way, to report that it was her idea is redundant because we all know that.
Harry, it's not working for me.
Not working for me.
Somebody who makes their husband give up his career for them and then think that it's Harry. Yeah. Maybe one of the last guys in the world who's like royal.
How old is the tradition of the royal family? How many hundreds of years?
Since what, 1066?
Okay, so in other words, 1,000 years of tradition, and it's not working for me.
By the way.
Now, you know how they wanted to move to L.A.,
who's
right?
Who's taking care of their kid in Canada?
Oh, well, she is. Oh, Canada's going to pay for the security, by the way.
They're going to pay for
security. Fuck them and their security. She's not a princess anymore.
But they're not going to live in Los Angeles until
she gets a job at Disney.
No. Which, by the way,
I know what it is.
Twitter scrubbed all the video of him asking Iger.
What? Why?
Is it after the election?
Oh, because they're royalty. They're not royalty anymore. Stop doing them favors.
They're not going to live in L.A. until Trump leaves office. So if there's any reason to vote for him. There's a reason to vote for Trump.
Oh, my God. When that gets out, she thinks she's taking a lot of shit now?
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Can you believe that?
Oh, my God. Is that funny? Oh, my God.
Which is kind of dumb.
Wait, so they're staying where Boris Johnson is? What? Or was that only going to Canada?
They're going to stay where that guy we had was in blackface?
Blackface guy. Oh, God. Honestly, she is such a... Oh, jeez. And you know Harry's like, okay, do we have to say it? Yes, we have to say we're not moving there until Trump is out of office. So that could be 2024.
It could be. It's not working for me.
That's, I'd say if there's any reason I want Trump to win, that's it.
Exactly.
That's it. They should put commercials. They should find people to play Meghan, do commercials, and then say to vote for Trump because you can fuck over Meghan. Out of America. Keep that bitch out of America. Vote Trump.
Here's Inside Edition. I mean, they're going to find some great people to talk to, right?
People
in the know.
Family. Well, Meghan joined via video phone from Canada as they worked out the details of their new roles. The Queen says it was constructive and supportive, but what was it really like? Meghan Alexander has a story.
They don't know.
The Queen has agreed to let Meghan and Harry quit the royal family and move to North America. The deal between the Queen, Prince Charles, William, Harry, and Meghan was thrashed out in this room, known as the Long Library, at the Queen's country home outside London. Meghan joined in via video conference from 5,000 miles away in Canada after the showdown.
I like how she joins via video conference, like, I got too much going on over there. I'm meeting with Bob Iger.
It's like Jonah Stillman.
And I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new...
And you know the whole time the Queen's behind, like, the camera that's on everybody just going... mocking her, like, wham, wham, wham,
life wham. As a young family, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family. CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett spoke to Inside Edition from outside the estate where the royals met.
Well, the atmosphere here at Sandringham is intense because this is an emergency crisis summit.
Don't this is tell me this is intense. Come on, there's people with real problems.
Who are involved
it's
in
a
this.
Crisis.
She wants this cleared up in a matter of days. Not weeks, not months.
The British newspapers all agree it's Meghan who's the driving force behind the extraordinary drama. One friend says Meghan told her that her brief life as a royal was, quote, not working for me. Meghan is reportedly committed to living in North America.
Oh, please say the Trump line. Please.
Build their own empire. This hot mic moment
may
give a clue about how Meghan has become, in their words, financially independent. At the premiere of The Lion King in London last July, Harry hit up Disney CEO Bob Iger for some voiceover work for Meghan, while she schmoozed with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, Iger so doesn't want to have that conversation. How embarrassing.
He does not give a fuck. He's trying to get out of the conversation.
Harry is completely bewitched by his wife. He's only been married for less than 2 years, madly in love with her, and basically debased himself by going up to the head of Disney
wife.
And saying to him,
he's
you
in a
should
cult.
Give my wife
the Meghan
a job.
Cult.
Others allege that racism is at the root of Meghan's unhappiness. Black Britons know why Meghan Markle wants out. It's the racism, goes this New York Times op-ed piece written today by a college professor.
It's an op-ed piece.
Racism everything.
TV personality Piers Morgan took her to task.
There have been discussions about her exotic DNA. Her newborn baby.
Is her DNA not exotic by royal standards? She was the first mixed race person to ever enter the royal family.
This is the context.
Why is the word exotic? Why do you take exception to the word exotic?
Because it others her.
Appearing on CBS this morning, Prince Harry's biographer had this to say about claims of racism.
The British were thrilled about her marrying into the royal family. And they were thrilled because she was mixed race.
She says marriage to Meghan has changed Harry.
Harry was a very cheerful, happy man. Always laughing, always joking, always taking the mickey out of someone. That cheerful, charming man seems to have disappeared.
She's a succubus.
Meghan's brother Doria finds herself under siege outside her home in Los Angeles. She confronted one photographer.
You're stalking me? I don't feel safe. You record that and
what?
I'm about to call the sheriff.
Well, what's going on?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Wow.
Wow. Jeez. Where's Thomas Markle? That's the only person I want to hear about. Could they? Wouldn't it be great if they adopted him into the royal family just to piss her off? Wouldn't that be cool?
Make him a prince.
I can see him in the giant crown and all that and the scepter. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome.
Get us out of here, Brandon.
It would be beautiful.
The upshot is Andrew still dodging a bullet because of them.
This is the best thing that happened to Andrew.
Yeah,
by a mile.
I mean, honestly, they never referred to Prince Andrew as an emergency crisis situation. They never had a meeting of all in the Long Library over Andrew.
I cannot believe that she is implying that she's being treated in such a racist manner that is why she doesn't want to be a royal.
Pretty silly.
She's been celebrated 110%.
She's gaslighting all of the UK. You don't like me because you're racist.
Hey, Drew, I wanted to quickly get in my sincere apologies for you losing your side gig as the manager of the Houston Astros.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Blew out A.J. Hinch, your doppelganger. Wait,
is he fired?
They fired. The Astros fired him as soon as he was
suspended. And the GM. First, they suspended him for a year and took away their next 2 years of their first and second round picks.
Ooh.
And then they blew him out afterwards because, you know...
So, is that going to happen to the Red Sox now? Because they allegedly cheated.
I'm really surprised they suspended him for a week or something.
A year?
Yeah. No, wow.
Oh, no.
And the word is that A.J. Hinch, my lookalike, my doppelganger, he did not want, he actually destroyed two monitors that they were using near the dugout.
Yes.
Because he did not like this. But apparently he just didn't tattle on the players to the, I guess you're supposed to call the commissioner and tell him, my players are stealing signs. So, yeah, he gets suspended. The GM gets suspended. What's that fucking GM have to do with it?
Oh, he's so handsome. Look at him.
Why don't they suspend the players? What players are using
it? People come to see the players, not the GM or the manager.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
4 o'clock, it's time to get up for the morning.
No, you can't go.
It is true, no. I've been sleeping in the jailhouse. Time for me to get up. Ray is a real big sister, little sister, when it comes down to anything like this. And he mews at the cops. And I don't. I talk back to him so that I'm the only one that gets taken in. You know that's true, Ray, and that's why you are called a little man by me, because you're not a big man. You can't talk up to anybody. Shut up, little man. I told you I don't want you to talk. Shut up, little man! You keep your dirty little mouth shut. You keep your dirty little mouth shut. Keep your dirty little mouth shut! Shut up, little man! You want to call him? You call him! Not happy with having had to go out to the hospital, which he caused, and then going to Park Station and being sitting in a cell for 5 hours. He has been responsible for both of them, and I am not going to have it. I didn't ask you to go out to the hospital. You were responsible for that, too.
You didn't ask for what?
To go out to the hospital. You were responsible for that also.
I didn't go out for it.
Well, you got me out to the hospital. Now, goddamn, leave that light on. Leave that light on. Leave that light on. Then get away from me. I am turning on this light and... God damn you! Don't you do that!
You better get away from me. But this time...
You leave this light on.
No.
You're going to leave it on. Go ahead. Here is the phone.
Hand it up.
I'm not going to have it either. Go right ahead. We'll call and see. We'll call and see what happens. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, and you hit it there.
I didn't know you did.
You're a liar. You've been drunk all your life, and you're drunk today. You're lying. Go ahead and call the police. We'll see what happens this time. We'll see what happens this time. With you calling the police, you go ahead and call them.
I'm not answering
it. Then do it.
I'm not.
Do it. The phone is there. What's wrong with you? Why don't you do it?
I put my shoes on, Doctor.
You have to put your shoes on? You have to put your shoes on to call the cops?
I may have to kick you in the fucking shit.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
I don't think
you try it. You try it, little man. I've had enough from you also.
I have to stay drunk.
I did not stay drunk anywhere.
Well,
I didn't stay drunk at the hospital. I did not stay drunk at the police station. And I call you responsible for both of them. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I am angry. That is not being drunk. That is being angry. You call them. Then do it. Do it. If you got the nerve, do it. If you got the nerve, you do it. You do it if you got the nerve.
Mind your own business.
Shut up, little man.
How do you call him?
Quit. You know how to call the police.
No, I don't. I never have.
I'm sure you know. No. Anybody knows how to do the police. Mm. Don't be a little child.
No, I'm serious. I never have. And
You dial operator if you want the police, or you dial 911. 911 gets you the cops.
Cherokee's coming. 911.
Yes.
Hello, this is Raymond Huffman at 237 Street, Street. Peter Haskett, my roommate, was taken to the police station today, but she just got back and he is drunker than hell and raped.
No, I am not drunker than hell. I know I'm on the other phone and he is lying when he says I am drunker than hell. I would like Raymond Huffman picked up as a nuisance to the community at 237 Ash Street.
Yes, my name is Raymond Huffman.
And my name is Peter Haskett. I want Raymond Huffman picked up as a drunk and as a nuisance to my community. I own this apartment here, 237 Ash Street, 237 Ash Street, apartment number 3. Apartment 3. 5542. Peter Haskett. I was taken over to Park Station because of Raymond Huffman. I also was taken to the hospital because of Raymond Huffman. And he is being a nuisance, and I want him declared a nuisance. I want him taken away for tonight.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.